The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, my name is... Hi, my name is...
Fred Kirsch.
Hi, my name is...
Andy Hart.
Hi, my name is...
Paul Perillo.
Hi, my name is... The show is...
PFW in Progress.
Hi, the show is PFW in Progress. My name is Mr. Liff. I lurk in lakes like the Loch Ness. World's best talk show. None can come close. Oh, how rude of me. Let me introduce the host, Fred Kirsch. Let's start with him first. His shoulders are boulders about as big as planet Earth. The captain of the ship, without a doubt, he's the boss. Fred, say a little something. Oh, wait, his mic's off. Andy Hart. Sometimes he's Andy... Catch him after lunch break, he could make the earthquake. He's the real wild card, truly enough said. One brain, contained within the width of two heads. Paul Perillo, he's the sultan of soda. 2 liters, 4 liters, gotta meet his quota. I'm out of here, y'all, I gotta catch a flight to Greece. Tell Fred to stop dreaming about Geno's peace. Hi, my name is...
Fred Kirsch.
My name is...
Andy Hart.
My name is...
Paul Perillo.
My name is... The show is...
PFW in Progress.
And Eric Scalavino.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Wednesday here at Gillette Stadium. And there's no access today, actually. The players have a day off. Getting ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow is when they're going to start practicing again and the media will be here again. And they'll be asking the Patriots all about football questions.
Literally.
And, literal.
Yeah. Yep. X's and O's. No, obviously a lot to talk about today, and all this stuff that broke last night with Mortensen we'll get into, get our takes. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, so far what we know is that stuff has been leaked. No official report has been issued by the league. All we know is what a league source is told has been leaking out. We'll see what happened. But what the source said is that 11 of the 12 balls didn't pass muster after they were tested, although they did pass muster before the game. So some time between when they were tested properly before the game and after the game, or at halftime mm-hmm. when they were tested, something happened. So we'll see.
And my question is, did they test all 24,
right,
including the 12 from the Colts? They have a fair comparison as to what the numbers were.
Yeah, we don't know. You know, this whole thing, you know, I always defended Goodell. You know, I've always been a defender of him. But, you know, this whole thing, every time there's these crises, these leaks – he needs to get control of his freaking office, you know, with these stupid leaks. Wouldn't you just tell all your staff, you are not to say a word about this. We'll issue the report when it's complete, and that'll be it. You know, they never learn. They never learn.
But I mean, it also could be more than just his staff. You know, the Patriots have been notified of whatever. There's stuff there. Other owners might be calling, and then they're
yeah.
and then, you know, if Irsay hears something from somebody in the league office, and then he tells.
I guess, but why?
Right.
But I don't think you're under any obligation by the league if Irsay calls or anybody calls to let them know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get it when we issue the report.
We're doing a full investigation, and
right.
you'll know when we're done.
Absolutely.
Which will be in 2 or 3 days. I don't know how they know that, but that's when it'll be done.
You know, so.
Or maybe not. That was Troy Vincent,
who doesn't
necessarily speak for Goodell.
I was taking a crack at, I mean, you're conducting an investigation. How do you know when it will end? You know,
you don't know where the investigation is going to lead.
Maybe they're waiting for.
It's like, well, we have three more people to talk to. One of those people might be ready to shock the world with some sort of revelation,
well,
but.
We ran out of time.
we said we'd be done in 2 or 3 days.
Listen, I have no doubt that Tom Brady probably likes his footballs a certain way, as with a lot of quarterbacks like their footballs a certain way. And I think this is not that big a deal, honestly. I think that the worst that's going to happen is the Patriots are going to get some type of fine. And then the league's going to change the protocol for how they do this. Because, you know, when you think about it, giving the ball, if it's that important that the balls are within a certain range and these rules are important, giving the teams possession of the balls for 2 hours before the game
makes
kind
no
of
sense.
Invites
yeah.
well, know, but then chicanery,
the,
right?
The flip
so
side
I
of that.
I think they're going to change the protocol. They're going to fine the Patriots, and that's going to be it.
Yeah,
I really do.
I don't know if that's I also think the flip side of that is a product that's not as good. Because they all complain about the balls if they're too slick or whatever,
right.
And they give them the chance to scrub them or whatever. Well,
no, you can still scrub. They get the balls the night before. They can scrub them, whatever. Once they're tested by the league 2 hours before the game, the teams cannot touch the balls until the game starts.
Okay.
Take them out of the possession of the team between that 2 hours after when they've been certified.
Right,
that's all they need to do.
Hiring some attendants for the sidelines that don't
whatever,
work for the teams,
you know,
which is a crazy loophole for me.
Yeah, whatever, you know, but make it a league person. Don't make it the home team.
No, that's what
right?
I mean.
Yeah,
I can't believe they do that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that that's
exactly.
part of.
And that, I can't believe it either. You know, if it's that important, why are they making such loopholes?
Bring back Red Cashin to do it for the Cowboys?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what could go wrong?
But I it's the Patriots, and this is a much bigger deal than it really is. It's not that big a deal. Every quarterback says that they like their balls a certain way, and I'm sure that, you know, this stuff is happening all the time. Now, and look, that's not a defense. I don't want to be, everybody does it, so it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. But the league has to come up with the way that, you know, teams don't have that opportunity.
Yes, but I think also part of the issue here is that whole thing with the Vikings and the Panthers, and supposedly, you know, they were both heating the balls. We talked about it yesterday, heating the balls on the sideline. And then Dean Blandino or whatever teams were told, we absolutely are not altering balls during the game. You can't do it or whatever. So it's another case of if they specifically tell you don't do something, even if everybody's doing it, don't do it.
Well, honestly, that's why the Patriots got in such trouble with Spygate.
Yes.
The Patriots were doing this for years, and then finally that memo came from Ray Anderson, and then they continued.
And
if they had stopped at the memo, Spygate would have never existed.
And this feels a little bit like that. If they told teams in December, don't do this. Now, the loophole is, I believe the quote I read from Blandino was, teams cannot alter balls during the game.
During
you didn't
the game.
Say in the hour and a half between when they gave them to us, right?
Right.
No.
Right.
So it's one of those, and I think it's just frustrating. It's going to take over, and Peter King tweeted that the punishment or whatever, the decision could come after the Super Bowl. So you're guaranteeing this to be a story for the next 10 days or whatever and ruin the week.
The other thing I was thinking about this whole thing, which kind of makes me think the league just knows what goes on, the introduction of the K-ball for kicking.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened years ago, I remember them saying that they wanted to make sure that the kicking ball was very consistent, was the same, was absolutely consistent.
Because kickers like
because
to do different things.
Because they know that the other balls aren't.
Because
kickers used to doctor the balls.
Kickers used to like them differently.
Right.
Just like they like them held differently at different angles.
So
they like the way it feels.
So if the kickers would doctor the ball, then why aren't quarterbacks doctoring the ball? They know this is going on. They know this is going on, and one team called out the Patriots.
I kind of agree with you on the entirety of the whole thing. I don't think is all that big a deal. I think it's becoming a bigger deal because it's the Patriots. I do agree with you on that. But might the 2 pound deviance be because of that? Because you know the quarterbacks like to doctor the balls and have them to their liking. So a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who likes them a little bit more inflated, can have it on the higher end. And a guy like Brady, who evidently likes it on the lower end, can have it on the lower end. It's sort of it's 1 pound, right? It's
1 pound.
It's
12 by 13,
right? So isn't that kind of saying, okay, yeah, we know you guys doctor the ball, but make sure it's within this. Maybe that's why it's not one specific size.
Right.
We know you guys all like it different, so here, play with it, but don't be silly with it.
Right.
And maybe they'll do that. Maybe they'll expand it a little. Add a
0.5
on either end.
I think they're going to take these balls out of the hands of the teams.
See, but I don't have necessarily a problem if both quarterbacks can get the ball the way they want it. I want that. It's like steroids.
The teams get the balls.
Andy's also in favor of that.
No, I'm saying
to doctor
if Aaron Rodgers might like it at 13-7 and Brady likes it at 12-3, I don't really care. As long as it's on the up and up and everybody's kind of playing on the level playing field.
And Rodgers even said, you know...
No, he's always, an idiot. My way should be legal is what he said.
But Rodgers always said, I'd overinflate them and hope that they didn't take the air out.
Right.
You know, if they didn't.
But I want it. I want them to feel comfortable with the ball they're throwing within reason, because I want them to throw good passes so I can see good catches in a good game.
Within reason is the key phrase.
So I'm with Paul. Yeah. I don't know if the window from 12-5 to 13-5 is big enough or not big enough, if that's enough variance. I don't really have a big deal if they expand that a little bit so Rodgers can get his high end and Brady can get his low end within reason.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to do the test last night, but I couldn't find a damn gauge. I wanted to try it with a ball and inflate it to different
levels
and feel
what it felt like. Yeah,
because I don't want it ridiculous.
Where were you going to find a gauge?
I don't know. I thought I might have one.
they have their little dials.
Like your car.
I know they have them, but like, you know, I don't think you.
Oh, I've definitely had
emails?
Them for my car in the past. Yeah. I don't know if I still do, and I couldn't find it if I did. But I wanted to do that.
Yeah, I have a pump with a gauge on it. So what you do is you deflate the ball and you pump it up to one ball to 10.5. And you feel it.
Right.
And then you keep pumping to 12.5 and you feel it. And you see what the difference is.
That's what I wanted to do, just to get an idea of what 16% difference makes in inflation. Yeah.
But I really think, you know, NFL.com has done a very good job. I've mentioned it over the past few years of really just being honest about the news. They don't break the news. But when a guy has a DUI or somebody does something stupid, they report the facts as they are on NFL.com. If you go to the site right now, or at least as of 5 minutes ago, there is not a word of this on NFL.com.
Well, you also know that they have altered. They had the rules pages about the ball being inflated and everything, and they've chopped off a big chunk of that. There was more to it, and they've cut
that off.
Well,
they met it. If they still have that, there's no link to it from the homepage.
Yeah, I don't know. People were tweeting it. They had before and after photos from a few days ago to how it's changed.
Yeah.
So, yes, they're definitely managing or monitoring it internally.
Yeah. And here's another thing. And, look, again, I know this is going to be thrown into the bucket of everybody does it. So, and I don't want it to sound that way, but it will, no matter what. I guarantee you Bill Belichick has a list of things that other teams do that he knows about. And that's the culture he was raised in, that – you do whatever you do to get an edge. But he doesn't snitch on other teams. And I think that's why Mangini was ostracized for so long, because he was here taking advantage of stealing defensive signals, and then he left to another team and then snitched on the team that he was was doing it with. I think all these teams do things, and most coaches know that you don't tell on the other team. You know, maybe back channel you say, hey, knock it off. You know, or we're not going to let your guys do whatever. But I think he's got a list of things that he knows other teams do, and that he was grown up being taught how to do, you know, in his 50 years of coaching, but he just doesn't tell on other teams. You know,
that could very well be 100% true. I really don't know. Yeah. This is what I said yesterday about this.
Don't snitch.
The football stuff. I really don't know. I don't know, you know, what possible difference it may. I don't have all the information.
I believe it makes a difference, or else the quarterbacks wouldn't ask for it.
Oh yeah, depending on your size of your hand and your grip and everything.
No doubt. I understand that, but
because I've tried to throw NFL balls, and when they're fully inflated, my hand
is
too small.
Exactly right.
Mine is not.
It slips out. You know.
Yeah, with all of this stuff, like you're talking about all these things as if they're nothing, and I don't know that they're nothing. I don't know what they're getting out of them. All these, you know, all these things that you think that Belichick knows about.
No, I think getting something out of it, but I think in the grand scheme of how the league works, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I don't know that. That's what I'm saying. I think this particular thing is being made to be bigger because it's the Patriots and their history.
If it was such a big deal, then the league wouldn't give the team 2 hours alone with the balls. You know, if it was that big a deal, they're inviting chicanery.
Well, but there's a few things that fall under that. Like our whole thing where the ball boys are Patriots employees and yet they're on the Colts sideline.
Yeah.
They're inviting chicanery. But that doesn't mean it's not a big deal if you cheat.
No.
Well, that's
right.
You just summed my feelings up. Like, I'm not saying that it's not a big deal because I don't know. I don't know what they're getting at.
Like, if a state trooper doesn't pull me over when he sees me doing 85 and then I kill somebody and I'm charged with vehicular homicide, is he guilty too because he didn't pull me over? I don't know that to be.
Listen, we've had Brad Johnson say that he paid $7,500 to guys to scuff up 100 balls in the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers, you know, all the, I'm sure a lot of quarterbacks have done this over the years.
Sure.
You know?
That and doesn't mean that there isn't an issue here.
Doesn't mean that there isn't. The Patriots got caught.
Right.
The Patriots got caught because somebody told on them. The problem is nobody tells on the other teams. Why is that?
Well, there must be. I mean,
they hate the Patriots.
That has to be part of the reason.
Yeah.
Might they do more than the other teams?
Yep.
Might they be more blatant and brazen than the other teams?
Maybe.
Or might they break certain rules like taking Jake Ballard off waivers when no one else in the league would take Jake Ballard off waivers? And that's an unwritten rule?
Maybe. Tyler Gaffney this year.
And people go, whoa. Are we playing by the unwritten rules or are we not playing by the unwritten rules?
Yeah, the brazenness, as Paul said, might be the reason why some teams.
Well, that might be, you know, we go back to Mangini and the point that you made about Mangini. Really, Bill? You're going to do it to me? When you know exactly, I know exactly what your process is. I know exactly how you do it, and you're going to do it right in front of me? And then he isn't even the one that ended up doing it. It was Tannenbaum that ended up blowing the whistle. But I know what you're doing, and I'm going to take your guys away because I'm going to stop you from doing it. Like, maybe that's why. I don't know how much these teams benefit from this stuff. I don't know how much of it goes on, and I don't know how much, sort of gets looked past. You know, you look past it for this guy, you know. I'll tell you one thing. Based on the way that the Patriots conducted themselves in the fourth quarter, trying to score every last point against Pagano the other day, might that have been a reason why they put up such a big stink?
Mm.
I don't know.
Or maybe the Patriots were putting up those points because they tried
to
put up a stink.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What came first, the chicken or the
Absolutely.
Egg?
Absolutely. Right.
Remember I was asking? Maybe when they bitched, I was like, what did Pagano ever do?
Maybe they bitched about it, you know, at halftime. Maybe that whole thing. And then the Patriots figured out
the
balls.
The one flaw in that theory is,
that's a good point.
Bill said the first he'd heard of it was Monday.
Well.
Right?
Well, yeah.
So
well, heard of what? I mean, I don't know. He could have remembered. Again, it could be semantics that he was referring to something specific and not the overall that the balls were checked. You know, because
I think he was asked directly about the deflated balls, the investigation.
No,
the deflated balls.
Wasn't he asked about? Yeah, about the league, that league source or that league leak. Maybe he was asked about the leak, and this is the first he heard about the leak, about the report.
No, I believe the question was paraphrase. Have you the investigation or something of the situation? He said the first I've heard of it was this morning. So that would fly in the face of he tried to run up the score because he was mad at halftime. Because the reports are now they tested the balls at halftime, and the league chose not to delay the game.
Maybe he didn't know. I don't know, but I think that's a valid point.
Well, because I was asking at the time, I wanted to know why. Because he was not in my group of people. Like, I didn't think of Chuck Pagano as a guy Bill hates and he's going to run the score up on, but that might have changed at halftime.
Right.
And I also said to Paul, I don't know if you noticed this, Ryan Grigson, Grigson?
Yeah, the GM.
He was a big dude, and he looked like he was leaning on his, you know, one of those things where somebody's, like, squeezing something so hard they want to crush it? He was leaning on his chair and looked like he wanted to throw the chair through somebody.
And this is before, like, the blowout came. Yeah. It was like 17-7.
And now I'm thinking it's because, you know, Kravitz reported that in the second quarter he found out, he went to the PR phone, used the PR phone, called somebody. So I think he was fuming over this for more than a half of the game, and I noticed it. I thought it was just because he was starting to lose and the season was unraveling, but I think this might have been part of it.
All right. Web radio at Patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline. Obviously, phone calls are coming in. Emails are coming in.
Media will be coming in tomorrow.
The funny thing, too, to me is, like, they ran the ball 30 times in the game. It's not like it was the Baltimore game where they dropped back to pass every single time.
I don't disregard that it's easier to hold a ball in the rain when it's soft, too. It's not just about throwing and catching to me.
Sure.
Soft balls are easier to maintain possession of.
Sure. But, I mean, if the intent was to help the quarterback.
For all we know, they've done it every game for 14 years.
Right.
Yeah.
For all I know. I mean, I have no idea.
Right.
So.
Now you're with me.
They might have just done what they do. This is what we do.
Right.
Like, they weren't even thinking, it's the Colts, it's January, it's raining, it's this, it's a game plan, it's that.
Right.
No, this is what we do.
Right.
This is what we always do. Yeah. Like, that's why I think it could, like, Belichick's responsible because he's responsible for everything. But this, in terms of him, like, knowing how the balls are treated, may have been an issue, like, 15 years ago. And, it hasn't crossed his mind since. As long as maybe the only time it was different was Castle in 08, because he liked the ball a little different than Tom.
Right.
But whatever. I just feel like this could have been going on forever.
Yeah. I agree.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure, just to clarify, my niece texted me, wanted to know if she's hearing on Facebook that they're going to replay the Colts in the AFC title game. I don't believe that's going to be happening.
No.
And Michael Wilbon, I don't believe the Patriots are going to be removed from the Super Bowl, regardless of what comes out. Feel pretty confident saying those two things.
Let's get into some emails, and then we'll take some phone calls. Devin writes in, I've been listening to your show for about 10 years now.
Wow.
And this is my first time writing in. My name's Devin. I live smack dab in the middle of Colts country here in Indiana. The issue I'm writing in about today is a rather curious one. I guess mostly because I can't believe the Patriots are at it again. Now let me preface this with, I know that nothing has been proven, and I'll always be a Patriots fan no matter what comes of this whole Deflategate thing. With that being said, living here in Indiana, I get almost bullied for being a Patriots fan on a daily basis. The Colts fans really hate the Patriots. After Spygate happened, I was disappointed, but I kept my allegiance and never once questioned why I love the Patriots. But I caught so much hell for it, and it was finally starting to die down a little bit, and then this happens. People may as well be burning crosses on my front lawn right now. Do the Patriots not realize that their actions influence their whole fan base? It doesn't just hurt the team's reputation, it hurts the fans as well. I'll surely never hear the end of this one. Juan from Texas. Please make me feel better about the situation. We look like cheaters. Nobody thinks we deserve to be in the Super Bowl. Everybody wants Belichick to be suspended or banned. I don't think there is a way the Patriots are getting out of this one. What do you think? Are we guilty? What's going to happen? Is there any hope? If this is all true, I'm extremely disappointed. Roger writes in. First, I want to thank you guys for many years of coverage. I have to say I'm shocked and hurt by the Deflategate. I think for the legacy of the team, the Patriots have to win this game, because if they lose, it's now you can't win when everyone knows everything is fair and equal. Thanks for making me laugh all these years. Not laughing right now, it sounds like. Matt from Austin, Texas. This football news makes me sick because now the haters have an extra excuse,
yep.
And now I have to hear about this for 11 days. I am really hoping NFL puts out a statement today and Bill had nothing to do with it. There is a good chance that Bill didn't have anything to do with it.
I don't think there's any chance.
But that's not an excuse.
No, it isn't.
Because he's the boss, man.
Right, that's true.
But he hit the nail on the head, too, because now you're gonna hear about it, win, lose, or draw.
Right, Callan Chicago writes
in. You're going to hear about it.
Is there something wrong with me, he says. Personally, I'm happy I'm a fan of a team who tries to push the limits in every area to get an advantage. The goal is to win, and I think anything up to intentionally causing physical harm to your opponent is what they should be trying to do, and it is what I would do if I were in that position. That being said, I hope all the extra hate nationally gives the team a little extra fuel for the fire. I've been writing in for a couple months stating I booked my flight to Phoenix back in November, and I'm excited to get out of the cold for a few days. I know you guys are broadcasting from the Players Hotel, which means no public access to you, but any idea where you'll be on Super Bowl Sunday? I'd love it if we could get the PFW
University of Phoenix
listeners
Stadium.
And crew all together somewhere for Diet Miller's.
No, Fred makes us get there at like 6 a.m.
We're not getting there at
maybe
6 a.m.
Maybe Saturday, you know. Maybe we can have a tweet up on Saturday somewhere.
Twitter will blow up.
Sure. Ben says, "My
Fred, you're out.
Ben in New York.
You intentionally try to hurt people."
He says, "Although I do believe it is possible the Patriots fooled around with their balls, do you think it's possible that the air gauges were malfunctioning?"
Yes.
I'm assuming if they were to deflate their balls, it would have been after their balls were touched and held by the refs. Now, I'm not exactly sure where the balls go after inspection, but I would think they would remain on the field for warm-ups. So to me, it would take some pretty big balls to stick a needle in their balls in front of hundreds of people. Either way, the outcome of the game would have been the same. The Colts flat out sucked. The two PSI difference was not the game changer in this one.
And I have yet to hear one person who claims it was.
Yeah, that's
including Colts players, Dwayne Allen. We could have played with soap for balls and got our ass kicked.
Up and down the line, the Colts players just said it had nothing to do with the game. And I don't think anybody's claiming it did.
Doesn't mean it's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toby from New York, I'm not sure how to look at Deflategate from a cheating standpoint, but I'm very intrigued about how it will impact the Patriots come Sunday. I see it going one of two ways. One, the distraction gets to their heads and they come totally unprepared. Two, they rally around it like they did in 07 and play one of their best games of the season. Not in the Super Bowl.
The opposite happened.
As much as we say it doesn't matter, I think it really does matter to the players, and they're listening to everything. I really hope scenario two is the outcome. So.
Yeah, the that was
a lot of emails coming in.
That was a big problem in 07, I think. That was a huge distraction.
Well, but the 07 thing came right before the game.
Yeah.
So did this.
No, this was like the Friday before.
Friday or Saturday.
That's true.
This is a full 10 days beforehand.
I mean, they had the whole season with, you know, the real controversy.
Yeah,
that controversy. And then it kind of got forgotten in the fact that they went undefeated.
Right.
And then it came up again just like the day and a half before.
Right.
Before the game.
Yeah, they did not handle it well.
Tony in Virginia, the score was 28-0 Patriots after the ball issue was discovered and rectified. Announcers on TV for games have been saying that the NFL wanted QBs to have footballs they were familiar and comfortable with. They wanted their best performance. Think about it. A team of five guys handle the balls on every play, and the other team gets the balls when incompletions are made near or on their sideline. I think the NFL has had a de facto policy of letting players play.
See, I don't know that they have because, again, I'll go to that Minnesota. I don't think the Minnesota-Carolina game was any sort of cheating because both teams were doing it. They were warming their balls on the sideline in a cold game.
Yeah.
So there was no advantage being gained, basically.
Right.
I mean, there was an advantage for them.
But it was an equal playing field.
Right. And they still got in trouble. Dean Blandino said, no, we don't do that. So they clearly have an issue here. The NFL doesn't want this. They don't.
They just want
the
ball. Because
I would want that. I'd say warm your damn balls so that, you know, Teddy Bridgewater can hit so-and-so in stride and I can get scores and, you know. But they don't want that. They said, no, I don't care
if
they were both doing it.
If there are icicles on the football, just throw it with icicles on the football.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dan in Virginia is first. Hey, Dan.
Good day, Fred. I was going to call in with some questions about the game, but then this happened, and so I'm going to talk about this instead. And I'll be grateful if you let me get through everything that I'm going to say. I was disturbed when I heard about this last night, and frustrated and angry. But then I heard all the untrue allegations being lumped in with this, you know, that the Patriots stepped around walkthroughs. You got so-called pro-journalists saying things that aren't true. You got the Rosenberg hatchet job on a magazine as reputable as Sports Illustrated, and you just realize that people are going to hate us, even if the Deflategate had never happened. You know, even if MIT now comes out and says they tested 1,000 balls and found out that the atmospheric conditions led to the deflation, or there was a bust. The reason for the deflation was a bad reading from a busted gauge. People are still going to say that the Pats cheated. And so, you know, Rosenberg and John Harbaugh and Greg Dahl and Jerome Bettis can all go into their nearest Subway and order a big hot punani and pile it high with bitterness and add a side of sour grapes and then choke on a dessert of humble pie. Now, if these allegations prove true about the deflation, and that's a big if, because right now it's about as substantial as the second shooter on the grassy knoll, and there's, you know, 10 shades of murkiness with this situation because you've got other teams manipulating their balls. You know, the NFL, this is all starting with a leak the number of balls, you know, 12, what happens to the other 12? What about the Colts balls? And it's going back now to the November game. If that's true, then it's disappointing. And as Kraft set up the Spygate, Belichick just snuck because this was so unnecessary. Because, I mean, without the Brady interception, and Paul's going to laugh at me when I say this, it would have been 52-0 in that game had Brady not thrown that interception in the end zone. But as I said, nothing is proven, nothing is true, nothing is even formally alleged at this point. So, but, you know, I hope the inquiry does continue for the next 2 weeks with the Pats being cleared right before the Super Bowl, because I want this team as fired up as I am. There is no team that is scarier than the New England Patriots when they are angry. Because whatever happens off the field, ultimately this game comes down to 53 men taking the field 11 at a time. And you put a chip on this team's shoulder and they will unload a continent of hurt on you. This is the heritage of New England. It's Lexington and Concord down through to Bunker Hill, through to, you know, Colonel Joshua Chamberlain and the 20th Maine on Little Round Top. At the Battle of Gettysburg, you know, it's Grogan playing the 85 Super Bowl on one leg.
Is he reading from
Patriots
Wikipedia?
Going up against the greatest show on turf in the 2001 Super Bowl. When the fight gets bigger and the odds get high, you just fight harder. I want this team to annihilate the other one. I want them to obliterate the Seahawks. I want the Seahawks to wonder why they even bothered showing up to Super Bowl 49. I want them to be irrelevant. In the history books, under Super Bowl 49, I wanted to say that the Patriots thanked some other nameless team. So load up the muskets. Here come the Patriots. Dan in Virginia. Dropping the mic.
All right, Dan. Wow.
Wait a minute.
Deserved a mic drop.
That had to be Chester in Oregon affecting an Australian
his early
accent.
Entry into the
I
accent
don't know, man.
Contest.
That was
either that or Dan was channeling Chester.
That was
somehow.
Awesome. That was awesome. Well done, Dan. Well done. I don't care if you wrote it down before you read it.
No.
That was well done.
Jack Edwards writes them down. Yeah,
that was well done. Let's go now to Trey in Memphis. Trey, you got big shoes to fill here.
Well, man, all this stuff he was saying, I mean, you know, this all cute or whatever, but this whole thing is, it kind of hurts me, you know, because, I mean, you know, I'm a big Pats fan, and you know, I kind of hate to bring up Vincent Brown's name, but, man, I mean, but you know, he's a very important, you know, part of my family, and you know, he's real close to us, and, you know, to, I've traveled up there, man, to Boston area as well as Foxborough. So, and, you know, I've seen where this team has come from. So, I mean, you know, being the laughing stock at some point up until, you know, now. So, I mean, you know, 11 out of 12 balls, you know, that's what really, you know, pissed me off. I mean, but, you know, if it was 2 out of 12, okay, fine. Then, but you're talking about 11 out of 12. But, you know, hopefully, you know, this thing go ahead on and come to a head, and, you know, all this talk about, you know, this team that need to be, you know, players with a chip on this shoulder, man, it's the damn Super Bowl. You don't need anybody, you know, talking bad about, you know, to get up for the Super Bowl. I mean, so, you know, hopefully, you know, all of this can blow over, man, and you know, hopefully, you know, I don't know. I mean, it just feels so real, man. I mean, but, you know, I'm just at a loss for words, kind of. I mean, but I just want to.
Doesn't sound it.
I mean, what do you guys, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, what's going on through you guys, man? I mean, do we just move on from this situation? I mean, this is not something that just going to blow over.
Well, like I said, Trey, thanks for the call. Look, I think something's up. If you go to NFL.com right now, there isn't a word about this. Something is up. I think that the league, you know, if they make a big deal about this, then, you know, the Patriots should say what they know about other things. So I think they're going to get a $25,000 fine, and the league's going to change protocol, and that's going to be it. I really do.
I don't, actually.
You think they'll
make a
bigger deal?
I don't think it's going to be that light. That seems really light to me.
And it does seem light.
You know, you have those Mortensen quotes about the, what was it, hurt, disgusted.
Distraught, angry.
Oh, God.
I think Goodell takes some of this crap personally. And I think that's bad at times, good at times. I don't know. But I think he takes some of this personally. And this is a guy in Bill Belichick that back in the day, they sat down and he apologized and everything. And I think this is like Michael Vick doing something again. I think he would go nuts on Michael Vick. I think he takes it personally, and he has a memory, and it's not just, you know, very simple. And
I don't blame him for that either, because, I mean, look, we all played sports at some level or another. We all are competitive at some level or another. Maybe I'm naive in thinking this way, but in my mind, when I'm competing with somebody at anything, whether it's a board game, an athletic event, whatever, I want things to be equal, level, fair, on the up and up, because I want to know, genuinely, who's better at what we're doing, me or you. I want everything to be clean and clear. I don't want there to be any doubt in anybody's mind.
Right.
I want things to be overseen. I want things to be level. I want to know who's better, me or you.
Right.
I don't want to gain any unfair advantage other than I just happen to have more skill at this than you do, or you happen to have more skill at it than me. I don't want to be cheating. I don't understand where this mentality comes from that the only way I can win is if I cheat.
The pressure to win.
I mean, everybody's doing it. So, I mean, why does everybody have to do it? Why can't everybody just realize the purity of it makes you know who's better?
That's right. Naive. I'm sorry. That's just not
well,
the way
no,
it is.
But, it's,
but why?
Because the pressure and the desire to win. It's very simple. The desire to win.
My desire is to know who's better. I wouldn't feel good about myself if I went home and said, yeah, I won, but I cheated.
But what you're saying...
You also wouldn't feel good if you go home and finish last because everybody else cheated and you couldn't even compete if you were running
100 meters. I would feel much better about myself knowing that I did the right thing.
And what you're saying should be the case, but it's idealistic.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is look at performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
It is idealistic.
They'll
I know.
Do whatever
I
they
get
have
Eric's
to do
point,
to get
but
an
it's
edge.
Idealistic.
And it's been that way forever.
I know.
Everybody has gone.
I can't be the only person in the world who thinks that
you're
way.
You're not.
No. Plenty of people who don't reach the heights of success feel that way.
Well,
I'm being dead serious.
No, I would
think
rather,
nice guys finish last, and people who are all out to win, win a lot.
See, for your little thing that you just described, I would rather finish last and know that I did it right than finish first and know that I cheated. I would. But it's an extremely idealistic viewpoint.
It's very easy to convince yourself you're not cheating if everyone else is doing it.
Right.
You're doing business is being done. It's very simple.
There's a story about the Raiders back when Al Davis was still cognizant and
alive.
They had their practice area down. I guess it was in Oakland and LA, I forget where, but it was surrounded by
with
these
the hotels
houses.
Or the houses.
Houses.
Yeah, the house. Right.
And somebody asked Al, "How do you know that there's not people spying on you?" Because I bought all the houses.
Right. Yeah.
Because he assumed people were.
Right. You know, and rightfully so.
Yeah. One of the coaches for the Patriots was a nut. I think it might have been Clive Rush. I forget which one. Was paranoid that at the team hotel on the road, the opposing team had got there first and put bugs in the flower pots. That's the culture that they grew up in.
But the issue is...
I don't understand why you think that's okay then. So that's what Bill Belichick grew up in, so that's why he does it.
It's not a judgment. It's just a fact.
No, but it is.
See, that's why...
But it is a judgment now, and that's what I'd want to know. When did gamesmanship become cheating? When did Bud Wilkinson, guys I've listed before,
right.
Red Auerbach, when did it become cheating?
I think it was always cheating, but it was never, you never snitched.
Is it business?
Business
and money create cheating?
You took the precautions you had to take because you assumed that they were doing it.
But they were all cheating.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind. But when you tell it about Red Auerbach, it's told with a smile and a lore
a wink.
Of greatness. Yeah. But now Bill Belichick's a cheater. When did we cross a line when certain things became cheating that... I think in the old days were games.
What are the things we're talking about?
I don't know.
But what are the
to me deflated or inflated
right,
balls
what we're
would fall
about
under
now?
Not cheating
stealing
a long time ago.
Signals.
But what are the things that that Red Auerbach did that you would fall under cheating?
Oh, I have no idea. You know, the garden where the certain things are, balls, heat, locker rooms, anything. I don't know. Fire alarms waking everybody up before so they couldn't sleep the night before a game. Those various things. And I would put inflated balls under that the PSI of balls I would question as gamesmanship or cutting little corners to gain advantages.
How about watching
practice? All those stories of guys that they Bud Wilkinson would either he had or did they sent a person that was an assistant coach for them to try out for the other team and spent the whole summer with them, and then he quit at the end of camp and he goes over to the That, to me, feels like cheating.
That's cheating.
That
okay.
is.
But
yeah,
I think Red Auerbach cheated.
But
it's just one.
But no one does.
What
he's got statues and it's greatness.
Does.
And
right.
You don't think Bill Belichick would have greatness attached to him?
Yes.
He's considered a cheater?
Yeah. Oh, I think Bill Belichick is considered much more a cheater than Red Auerbach. I think everybody, smiles when they tell the Red Auerbach stories.
Well, but I don't think
because they liked Red?
Right, because he was personable.
No,
and it was also
actually, it's just the opposite.
It was a
Red
different
Auerbach
era.
May have been more hated than Bill Belichick is nationwide.
But it was a different era. It wasn't
and
big
I also,
business and money. I think that's the line that got crossed at some point.
I see. I think you're confusing things that actually happened on the floor to things that he sort of perceived. Yeah. Well, we have dead spots in the garden floor. I mean, he didn't put dead spots in the garden floor. He made you believe that that was
well, that's what
in
I
the
think.
Garden
that's
floor.
That's why I said yes.
So you don't think he ever cheated?
No, I think that some of the things that he did probably would qualify as cheating, but I don't think most of the stuff that he did was actually on the floor.
But they called it gamesmanship.
Right, that's my point.
Well, I think that having cold water in the locker room is gamesmanship. It's not really impacting the game on the floor. I think watching a team's practice illegally can impact the game on the field.
But,
and if he was doing that, then that's cheating.
But Al Davis assumed it was happening.
I don't care what Al Davis assumed.
Right, they all did.
Right.
I've read, the books where the coaches, they'll see the guy who was in their training camp on the other side of the field just say, you son of a...
But
they
I
don't
think,
petition to have the game
well, it also,
or
like,
anything.
It would cross the mind of somebody who would do that.
Sure.
Al Davis probably wouldn't think twice about doing it to somebody else. That's probably why he thought people were doing it to him.
Ask a thief how to
I think
stop
all of them
a
would
thief.
Do it.
Right?
And I think Red is largely considered to be a crooked cheater. I think the heat in the locker room and stuff like that. I think people think he cheated.
You bring up the business side of it. There's money to be made. I think business wise, your business would succeed a lot more if people knew and could trust that everything was leveling on the up and up. People would love your game more if they knew I'm watching as pure a quality product
from
as
a league standard. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's why the league gets involved with these things.
I know, but that's what I mean.
That's like, the whole discussion, though, is what is going on a league level for public relations purposes so that the game and the integrity of the game is withheld, is upheld. But the issue is that next layer below with the 32 teams playing with their own rules that fall under the umbrella of the NFL.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's what Fred's talking
and
about.
And then, Andy, you know what happens. Then you got to wonder which teams are in the pockets of the officials, like the Cowboys.
It's true.
Then you really have problems. That's
true.
The league really has to step in.
It's true.
Only they don't step in because they're the ones that are designing.
Because if you tell your fans, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and you go and you certifiably put your hand on a Bible and say, we have never cut a single corner, we have never had gamesmanship or cheating or anything, fans go, yeah, maybe that's why we never win. Like, that's how they would feel if you did it on a team level. It has to be a league level
but
where
I mean,
there's integrity.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If all 32 teams, if all 32 teams were able to do that, you would have the most beloved.
Well, you already do,
yeah,
and that's why we're having this discussion today.
I know, but there are people who are accusing other teams of cheating. If you didn't have anybody accusing anyone of cheating, whoever wins the Super Bowl each year, that's without question the best team in football.
You're always going to have that. That's why the league, we're having this discussion because it's about the integrity of the league.
All I know is that as hated as Bill Belichick is, if he was a free agent today, 31 teams would be lined up to hire him. I just know they would.
Sure, I know. It just comes down to people need to be better people.
Oh, Eric.
People need to be
better people. There's no denying.
Period.
The world is full of
bad people.
What were you going to say?
That's what takes all the fun out of something that's supposed to be purely fun.
Well, but it
is. This is supposed to be entertainment.
It's a business.
I know.
Business. And that's how they all are. Boxing, whatever sport you want to go to.
It's infuriating.
Is there anything that should be any more pure than the Olympics?
No, I know.
And that's the dirtiest thing on the planet.
Right. I totally agree.
Just
and that's why
the Olympics is a
dirty procedure. Those words like angry and distraught, I understand where those feelings come from.
But
I'm feeling them right now.
It's the way of the world. It's the way the world works.
And I know, and it pisses me the hell off.
It's hard to get past.
But it's human nature. I mean, kids cheat. Like little 3-year-olds and stuff will cut corners. And, I mean, you can read these studies on like daycare centers. There are kids that are born looking to get ahead of the other kid. It happens all the time.
Right.
It's human nature.
And if you have good parents, they're supposed to teach you that's wrong. And
they're supposed to beat that out of you.
Not physically. You know what I mean.
Adrian Peterson checking
you
in.
You know what I mean. I'm not talking about physical beating.
I don't know that you can do that. I think there's some nature involved. Nurture is a big, I think there's some nature too.
Right. But when the instinct kicks in to cheat, you have to have your nurture come in and say, oh, you know what? That's right. That's wrong.
That's why you have oversight, and the penalties have to be harsh
severe enough.
And
to deter it.
Right, that's why we get back to the league and Roger Goodell.
We were talking about it earlier, golf. In golf, if a player does the slightest little thing, they could be disqualified from a tournament.
But it doesn't end the tournament.
It doesn't end the tournament. But it's a harsh thing.
And it sends a signal to the other golfers in the tournament.
Right, right.
Not to do something like
that. And those are not – you know, in a lot of different examples are not competitive advantages, but they have a set of rules in the game that are to be followed.
Yep.
Now, what makes that ridiculous is that some chooch on his couch watching on TV says, hey, I just saw, you know, Tiger Woods, you know, move a pine needle, you know.
Yep.
Get a life.
And that can get a guy thrown out of a tournament.
Or some guy that made an interception. Ball doesn't feel right.
Twice.
Brady's fault. If he hadn't thrown the interception, this would have never happened.
Thanks, Dale.
So we're blaming Brady now. I am interested, by the way. Bill will handle it however Bill wants to handle it tomorrow. I'm interested to see how Tom Brady handles it. Because remember he talked about earlier this year when the criticism was down on him that's really the first time he's had that kind of criticism. He's had a really good blah, blah, blah. Well, this is the first time where I think some of the accusatory questions will be directed at him.
Accusatory.
And we don't know that he can stick to the message as well as Belichick can, because we've praised Belichick can do it like no one else can. Like
we've already talked
and,
about it all morning. We know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Tom Brady's going to do, and he certainly can't laugh it off and say ridiculous like he did on the radio on Monday, but is he capable of dealing with the fire? And my guess is we're going to have some of the Dan Housleys and Mountain
I know. It's
Barnett
be,
types.
But what if he just says, yeah, you know, I like the ball on the softer side, and I guess we went a little too far this game.
I don't anticipate him saying anything like that.
No?
No, I don't. Okay. I think he's going to
I wouldn't admit it if I were him on the record there.
I think he's gonna try to stick
Bill
with the.
Running in.
It's a league matter, and we're just focused on the Seahawks.
Yeah, whatever the league says.
Whatever the league says,
Stacey
we'll do.
Stacy dives
you know.
In front of him to take the bullet.
I'll tell you what I don't think he can do. He has that laugh that he uses to start every uncomfortable. Mm. I wouldn't go with that. I wouldn't lead with that this time around.
He does.
It kind of worked on the radio the other day, though, because it
yeah.
because it hadn't
See,
exploded
it, yet.
Because it hadn't exploded
See,
yet.
I actually thought
it felt like he was being genuine. Like, oh my God, I've heard it. Yes.
See, I thought just the opposite. When I heard his reaction and I juxtaposed it with Belichick's reaction, I was like, that was a strange reaction from Brady there.
Why? I'm not making your connection.
Belichick did not deny it. And Brady sort of made it a joke. I've heard it all now. And I was like, Belichick didn't really back away from it.
He said, I don't think Brady backed away from it.
Yeah. I know, but he made a joke out of it.
Right,
because
I think
maybe
he
if I
it's
laugh,
a joke.
Yes. Maybe no, if but, I laugh this off.
But I don't think it was a defense mechanism there.
Well,
I think
it was.
You know, Rodgers likes his at 16-2, and he might know like this, all the extremes of the NFL.
Yeah. I thought the way
Peyton,
you
it wasn't,
Peyton
likes
it wasn't
to really
the awkward laugh.
His.
It seemed like a genuine, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah. I thought
I've heard
exactly
that other
like
laugh
you
before.
with the defense mechanism laugh. That's how I heard it.
See,
and
I
that's
took
the very
it as,
first thing I thought of. I was like,
the first
ooh,
thing I thought of was 31
good.
Other quarterbacks he knows that are, have their own
oh,
preferences.
Oh, I'm sure that he thinks that.
So he thinks it's ridiculous that now we're going to talk about this.
Scott, New Jersey says, I want to thank Bill in the NFL. I realized I hadn't checked my tire pressure since my car's September servicing. Found out my tires lost 4 PSI due to the cold weather. Thank you for alerting me to a dangerous and possibly fatal situation.
Well, you know,
so some good came out of this.
They would have reinflated when it warmed up.
That was another camera moment right
That
there.
Happens to me
Did
all
you see
the time.
That face
I get the little TPS when it's like 12 degrees, it comes on, and then by the time it's like 30, it's gone.
That just reminded me of that Bill Engvall bit. Remember the "Here's your sign" guy?
Oh yeah,
remember that guy?
Yeah,
he used to have a thing. Someone came up to him with a flat tire. What are you? Your tires flat? Nope. The other three just went and swelled up on me.
Here's
your sign.
Let's see. Let's go back to the phones. Toso's in Lincoln, Rhode Island. Hey, Toso.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
All right. So I just got a couple points that I want to point out about this whole Deflategate. First and foremost, I think it's just crazy how the reports came out already about, oh, there's 11 out of the 12 balls of the Patriots came out. Even though that is true, the NFL hasn't finished its investigation. It doesn't know how the balls got deflated. It doesn't know who deflated the balls. So by these reports coming out by some unknown sources on ESPN and all these other sources other than the NFL, it just put a bad word on the Patriots' name. Like, if they find out that the Patriots weren't the cause of it, it was like the refs didn't check it right or something else, like it doesn't matter that the Patriots didn't do it. Now everyone's going to say, oh, well, the Patriots' balls were deflated. They're part of this scandal and everything like that.
I agree with you in respect that Goodell's going to get control of his office.
Yes.
He really does, you know?
Stupid. And the second point I want to bring out is I honestly don't even care. I would actually have cared more if we lost the game because it's like, all right, we cheated and we didn't win the game. But we did what we did and we won the game, so I'm happy that we won the game. And if this makes every other fan hate us, good. I'm glad. Hate us. I want you to hate us. I don't want you to like our team because we're going to go to the Super Bowl. In 2 weeks, we're going to be shining the Lombardi Trophy, and then you're all going to have this controversy to talk about, and we're just going to sit back laughing and enjoying our victory. So that's all I have to say. The haters can keep hating, and we're going to win this Lombardi Trophy.
All right,
but
Toso.
You guys have a good day, all right?
Thanks for the call. Hang in there. Matt is in Nova Scotia. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to call in because I heard about the Deflategate late Sunday night, early Monday morning here in Nova Scotia, and where I'm a high school calculus teacher, I decided to do a little experiment with my math class.
Okay.
So we grabbed 6 brand-new footballs. Put them through the rubbing test and everything like that with our university's football machines that they prep their game balls with. Had the kids go outside, like warm up with the footballs. Some of them even spiked it as if they were gronking it. And after about 2.5 hours, we found that there was a difference of 1.65 PSI.
That's significant.
Yeah, like it's our Canadian football is a little bit different from the NFL football, but not too much. So it's a little bit bigger. So we filled it up though to 12.5 PSI, and you do notice a little bit of a grip change when it is down quite a bit. So it would be easier to run, throw for sure, mm-hmm. but it could be natural. And I had a friend, I'm out sick today because I actually have uveitis, which is an inflamed or uvula, so I couldn't go to school today. And I had a buddy, he did the same test with his class, put the balls up to 13.5 PSI, and he found a difference of minus two PSI after doing this exact same test. So it could be natural.
Well, Eric had a good point. Did they test the Colts balls
yeah.
as well?
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Key to
I need the other half of this equation.
Right, 'cause
11 of the 12 for the Patriots were deflated. Okay, fine.
Like,
how
like
many of the Colts balls were deflated?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Right.
Do you guys know if they used the balls during the warm-up, the game balls?
That's a good
I don't
question.
Know.
I don't think so because the way I read the language is 2 hours and 15 minutes before kickoffs, the refs check the balls, but they don't give them to the teams until just before kickoff.
Right. That's what Peter King reported today.
So they're under lock and key or supervision for those 2 hours and 15 minutes until kickoff.
Oh,
and
they are.
And that's how I read it.
They've also altered it. It used to be the home team provided the balls. Now, apparently, the visitors do provide their own balls.
Yeah,
to be put into the process. It
yes.
used to be the home team
provided
all 36 balls.
Right.
Okay. So that's a difference, too.
It's interesting, though. Like I said, though, I took out six brand-new balls, mm-hmm. and every single one had a deflation rate.
And it was
around, on average, 1.65.
Okay,
so.
I was going to say that's the average. So some of them were
– So close to
some of them could have been, like, even more than that.
Yeah, we had one that was 2.8, well, minus 2.8 PSI.
And all doing – just basically doing the same thing outside in the same conditions.
Yeah, the only difference that I could really equate for was, and the temperature on Nova Scotia on Monday was the exact same temperature it was on Boston on Sunday night.
Wow.
So
51 degrees?
The rain conditions were exactly the same.
It was really warm Sunday night.
We had natural fields, and you guys had your turf there. So.
And you inflated yours inside, like room temperature?
72 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's the funny thing is that they do the check inside the stadium where it's, you would think, basically room temperature.
Right.
Then you go out to a game and it could be significantly less or more,
right,
depending on where you are, what time of year it is.
Interesting. Thanks for that, Matt.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
I just think the lengths that – this is kind of where I'm with Eric on – the lengths that we're going to try to talk ourselves in knots is to say what, you know, how meaningless this all is really kind of chuckling to me. It's making me laugh. I don't find any enjoyment out of this at all.
Me neither.
You know, the people that call up and say, I'm glad that we do this stuff.
No. I don't find it funny.
I'm with you, Fred, off the top. I don't think this is that big a deal. But I also don't dismiss it. I think it's another example of how we think we're smarter than everybody else, and we can't wait to show you how much smarter than everybody else we are, rather than just playing football. And it annoys me. It annoys me that no matter what happens a week from Sunday, people are going to take their pot shots. And I've got to tell you something.
They will.
You can laugh all you want, but don't call up and complain about it, because you're going to get made fun of.
I
if
know.
You win or lose, mm-hmm. you're going to get made fun
well,
of.
What if you found out, Paul, for a fact that all teams do this, but no one tells on those teams?
You're going to get made fun of.
Oh, we will.
Because you did it so bad.
Absolutely.
You were so bad at it and so ridiculously brazen about it that someone turned you in.
But are we any more brazen than any other team?
I believe you are. Otherwise, other teams would get turned
in. And maybe and Fred, maybe not just about this issue. It's the fact that we brought up earlier. Maybe they're brazen about other things that people are like,
right.
come on, you're going to do that when we all know that you're not supposed to do that, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
I don't either.
I'm with you 100%, Fred, right off the top, your opening remarks. I don't think it's that big a deal.
And the NFL doesn't need this.
No.
They do not need this.
This is bad for the league.
This is supposed to be the culmination of an entire season of fun, 2 weeks of celebration. It's America's national holiday when the Super Bowl gets here.
We're
supposed to be talking about a great game, the two number one seeds.
We're supposed to be hating Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
It's ridiculous that we have to talk about this.
It's fitting in a way because it has been an incredibly disastrous season for the National Football League. I mean, everything that they could have done wrong, they've done wrong.
It's
and
true.
It's right down to their biggest spectacle is being tarnished now. And Goodell had a bad year. Off field, the players had a bad year. On field, I know that you don't agree with me, Fred. I think the product has been down. I think the NFC Championship game that featured seven turnovers and a botched onside kick was a terrible game. You know, just because it was an exciting finish doesn't mean it was a good game. Not well played, just a bad a bad year, and I bet you Goodell can't wait to move on and get another year started.
Alex is in Florida. Hey, Alex.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm irritated because I want to spend 24/7 watching people, watching TV, watching people say awesome things about this game, and instead I have to listen to this nonsense.
I agree.
Actually, all 12 of the balls were deflated. It's just 11 of them, for some reason, were more deflated than
right.
the one.
They were all underinflated, yes. But one of them was close, I guess.
Yes. And then I heard that they did check the Colts ones out, and none of them were.
Okay.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Alex.
Where did you hear that, Alex?
I believe I heard that. I think it was on ESPN. They were talking about it when Stephen A. Smith was going on and on about how Bill Belichick should
pretty
be suspended
new,
for a year, like Sean Payton was.
Yeah,
that's pretty new info then.
Thanks for adding that. I don't think that he's going to get suspended at all. I think Andy thinks he might get suspended based on the way he sounded. He left to take a phone call.
Well, I mean, he brings up the whole Goodell thing and what's, you know, going on with Goodell. And
see, I know a lot of people keep saying that, but I think you can't do that if you're Goodell.
You can't.
You can't make it look like,
well,
now I'm going to get extra tough.
You have to use precedent. You have to, you know, use the rules.
Well, I don't think that. I think that you can't say, well, I have to be tougher on him because of the Ray Rice situation.
No, I'm talking about precedent about ball manipulation.
Well, there is no precedent, so there's no precedent you can follow. No one else has ever been.
Teams have been accused of doctoring balls all the time.
I think the thing that everyone seems to be overlooking is balls don't play games. People do.
Well, we're all in agreement on that, Alex. It you know, and the Colts are in agreement on that, even Alex.
Right.
The Colts have said,
a lot of the Colts have said we would have gotten beat no matter what the football looked
they destroyed
like.
Us. It didn't matter what kind of football we used. They destroyed us up and down the field.
It's like 16 weeks. These guys kill themselves just for the opportunity to be the last two teams standing. And instead of celebrating that, we have to talk about this nonsense.
That's
I hate.
So
I know.
I had a guy. You know, I'm having
some
work
with you there, Alex.
Yeah, I had some work done in my house today. You know, and there was two guys there, and like, hey, so. What's the big topic today? You know, obviously knowing what we're going to talk about. I said, you know, no, there's nothing that gets me more excited than going in and talking about the inflation of the footballs.
Right.
You know, that we're going to have to talk about now. This is the last thing in the world that anybody wants to be dealing with. It's ridiculous.
This is almost like, you know how in the beginning of the year when we do our season preview page and we all have our predictions and stuff.
And it's
and
one
then
of
the
those
last thing,
silly
the last
headlines.
Thing, we have a silly headlines thing. This sounds like it should be one of those silly headlines.
It sounds like one of the ones that you would come up with, Fred.
Yeah. Well,
in all seriousness, because you always come up
with the other team, though.
But you are, yeah. Well, yeah, but the Jets. The Jets.
Yeah, it would be the Jets. Right.
And you would say that they didn't know how to inflate the footballs properly.
Right. Let's go to Chester, who I'm sure has a unique take here. Hey, Chester.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, so good to get the show. It seemed like an endless night. What a night it was. I could barely get a sleep, you know, a wink of sleep over here, you know, and you guys are lucky you're in friendly surroundings. I mean, I'm here in hostile territory over here with some loudmouths, you know, and just dreading getting out of my house. But such a cocktail of emotions, you know, entering my mind last night when this news broke, you know, and to me, this is a case where we got caught with our pants down in public. And, you know, the analogy that I draw here is, you know, there's a difference between a guy peeing on the side of the road and a sex offender peeing on the side of the road, you know, and the preceding Spygate perception is clearly a huge component to this whole, you know, unfolding that we're seeing, you know, media-wise and everything else. You know, being a kid who grew up in New England, you know, we played football in the rain, snow, on the ice, you know, you name it. And, you know, we always noticed that at the end of the games, you know, the ball was always less inflated. It was always easier to catch. I mean, guys, one-handed catches and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, always had to pump it up afterwards. I mean, you know, as a kid, you take a basketball in the pool, it dries off, you know, it ain't bouncing the same way. You gotta inflate it again. You know, to me, and just to answer Alex's point on the Colts, you know, balls not being different, I mean, look, that offense couldn't stay on the field. I mean, I think there's a difference there when you got balls that are going through game action and you got 300-pound guys landing on them and, you know, the rain falling on them and this and that. You know, the Colts couldn't sustain drives, and to me, that would be a difference. Look, for me, after sleeping on it, I woke up with a different view today. I mean,
everything is okay. I get it.
I want to see some science on this, and I think the caller previously just, you know, kind of sharing some. I think there is some merit to that, and I'm trying to keep an open mind, you know, more than anything here. But, you know, I just say, look, Pats Nation, keep the faith. Let's let the facts play out. We'll see what goes from here, and I'm keeping a hopeful view. We're on to Seattle. Thanks for the therapy, guys. Over and out.
All right, Chester. Again, I'll go back to NFL.com. Not a word.
Yeah, I don't really understand what your point is on that.
I think they've been pretty good over the just saying what's
out
there.
I understand that, but so what are you interpreting that the reason what they wouldn't have anything up there is?
Because there's more to the story than
good or bad.
Good for the Patriots.
Why? That's what I don't get.
Good for the Patriots.
You don't think you can make just as strong an argument that this is even more serious than they're saying?
They did have stuff up there, and it was taken down because somebody—
because it's going to make the league look worse.
Because somebody from the league or the Patriots said, whoa. You know, the facts aren't out yet, so let's just, you know, hold on here.
That's certainly possible, but I think—
I mean, all the NFL Network personnel have been commenting on it freely. Ian Rappaport has been talking about
it.
Yeah,
they have.
So it's not like they're under a gag order.
Well, it's certainly NFL.
Like, I don't really understand why you— I get your point that they normally cover these events, and I agree with you. I think that they do a good job of putting up the facts of even things that are not flattering for the league. But I don't know why you're taking it as a positive that they're not doing it this time.
Well,
I think it could be just as easily explained that this is really bad for the league, so they want to kind of steer clear of this one.
I don't think it's as cut and dry as it might seem. So I think they're waiting. They're withholding it.
I look at it in two different ways. I look at the specific act of the deflated football as not being all that big a deal. I think it's ludicrous, again, that we're twisting ourselves in knots trying to say all these different reasons why we haven't figured anything out yet. I mean, can we just admit that we did something wrong?
If we did. Matthew writes in.
Well, all the facts that we know right now would certainly indicate that we've done something wrong.
We have leaked reports.
From the league.
From league sources.
Right.
And these days, those can be anybody. They could be from the Patriots. They could be from the Colts. They could from the league office.
It can't be from the Patriots or the Colts.
Why not?
Because that's not the way it was portrayed. That would be just really misleading the public if that's where it's from.
I've seen a shift in the last couple of years, and I know you agree that league source now has taken on a whole different—
No, I understand, but that's not the way— league source could be a Patriot or a Colt. I get that.
Yep.
That's not the way Mortensen portrayed it last night.
I mean, I didn't hear his report.
He talked about the league being distraught over this.
Meaning
the league, not the teams.
Park Avenue.
Yes.
Not any of the franchises.
They're really disappointed and distraught.
Maybe because they bungled it again.
Well, that might be, and that might be why it's not up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they were caught with their eyes closed when teams were doing things wrong. They weren't paying attention.
Okay.
That's why I don't think it's necessarily a good thing that it's not on NFL.com. They're covering their ass. That's why it's not on NFL.com.
Could be. Matthew writes in, can we get the dude's findings from Nova Scotia on paper? I work at a sports bar, and as a longtime Patriots fan, I'd like to blow up his findings on how balls lose inflation on a poster board, so every time someone brings up Deflategate, I can put the poster board on their face and walk off.
Why didn't the other ones lose?
Science, bitch!
Why didn't the other ones lose?
Well, that's the thing.
If
it's true that the Colts balls were
again,
tested,
we just continue to try to make excuse after excuse. Sometimes you do something wrong, pay the consequences. I have more respect for the guy that says, I'm glad we cheat. I want to win no matter how much we do.
You know who we need, Paul?
Toso, I think, in Rhode Island.
You know who we need?
I have more respect for that. Just come out. Don't have an agenda. Just say it. I want my team to win, and I don't care how they do it.
You know who we need in this situation? We need your Aunt Carmella. Oh, he's getting the stuff beat out of him, but he deserves it.
But he deserves it. God bless him.
Let's see.
That was my grandmother, too. My
grandmother. Okay, sorry.
It's the last good meatball I have, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of emails about the physics
and
all that. But, again, if the report is true that the Colts balls were tested,
then you have a problem.
Then we have a problem.
Yes.
Then
the physics thing is wiped out.
I think this is two different things because, I want to stay. I'm with you, Fred, the way you opened the show. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. I think the quarterbacks like the footballs a certain way. I do think it's an advantage because they like it a certain way because they feel like they can handle it and throw it better. I don't think in and of itself it's a big deal. I'm just not ready to just ignore it all the way so many Patriots fans seem. And I shouldn't even say that because I think a lot of Patriots fans are really upset about this.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
And you read a lot of those emails at the top of the show.
Stinky from Florida. I
right.
don't care personally, but I must say it's embarrassing because of the history, obviously. Spygate will
and
never
that's
go
how,
away.
That's how I feel about it. This particular thing does not really bother me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the grand picture in the larger point, which Eric was trying to illustrate about why are we so fixated on doing things the wrong way? Not we, the Patriots.
Yeah,
we,
just
society.
Society, yeah.
Everybody's
people,
looking
human
to
beings.
Cut corners and get an edge somehow or another, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. And I get it that what Andy's point is, it's so much money on the line, it's so enticing. How do you not? Andy thinks that it's okay to do steroids. I don't think it's okay to do that either.
I don't either.
I don't either. Where does it stop? Do you pay the officials? Hey, look, well, I want you.
I know. I mean,
where
that,
does it stop?
That seems to be
where
the,
does it stop?
That seems to be the only line that Andy's willing to draw, is that that can't happen. Well, if you're doing all of these other things, why do you think that can't happen?
Keith says, I watch NFL AM on the NFL Network this morning, and there was absolutely no mention of Deflategate.
I did the same thing.
They even went to Randy Moss, the reporter,
yes.
in Gillette,
yes.
and still no mention.
I did the same thing because I had
– That's to Fred's point.
Yeah. I had SportsCenter on because I saw the tweets when I woke up that, you know, it broke while I was asleep, and I saw that Mortensen broke it or – came out with
yeah,
it.
Mortensen had a report.
So I said, all right, let me go check SportsCenter when I wake up, because I'm sure that'll be the lead story. And of course it was. And they just did like a, I don't know, 2-3 minute report. They had some analysis from Steve Young, and then they went on to other things. And I'm like, all right, well, I need to know more about this. I need to hear more about this. Let me go to NFL Network. I'm sure they're going to be talking about it. Not a mention. Yeah, yeah. I watched for a good half hour.
And I
it was their live program.
And I am curious to your point, Fred, about that. You know, why?
Yeah.
Why are they not
now
putting this – why are they not displaying this prominently?
And it could be just because the league's embarrassed that it leaked out, and that's all it is right now is leaks, and they don't report on leaks from the league. But, you know, back to the physics thing, there could be an explanation about why the Colts balls didn't test underinflated and the Patriots did.
Are you being serious here, or are you telling a joke?
Well, I mean, the Patriots were pounding it all game, and the Colts weren't. So,
well, that's what Chester said. that drew my first laugh.
All right, we're going to take a break. Who bought lunch today, Kevin? He's not listening. Is he? What?
Yeah, he is.
Darius in London.
Good on you, mate.
All the way across the pond buys us lunch. Thank you very much. We need food today, that's for sure. We'll be right back.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had this dream. I was in this, it was sort of like a cafeteria setting with big glass windows, and a lot of people there were people that we worked with and like on the travel party. So we're looking, and there's this weather coming, and it's like dark clouds, and it turns into this tornado. So I'm like, everybody get away from the windows. We get away from the windows, and trees are coming down, but luckily nothing happened. So then that passes, and then we decide that, okay, dinner is coming soon, but a lot of us wanted to work out after dinner, so this cafeteria turns into a hotel. And now a lot of us have to go up in the elevator to get our gym stuff, because after we eat, we're going to work out. So we get in the elevator, and it's a bunch of people, and one of them's Gino. And Gino has no pants on, Gino Capoletti. and his unit is attached to his hip.
Hello.
And it was like,
hello.
It was like a weird deformity, like that no one ever knew about, but there it was. It's like, and my thoughts going through my mind was, how does he like explain that to women?
Why are you having dreams about Gino's unit?
Thanks, it was attached to his hip.
I don't care where it's attached. Why are you thinking about his unit?
I don't know. It was just a weird dream.
That was story time with Fred Kirsch.
Next week, you're going to tell Gino this story, right? Please.
No. And you better not bring it up either.
All right.
My favorite part of that story is you calling him, slipping and forgetting that we're on the radio.
Keith writes in, I'm with Paul. That was the first time all of this has been perfectly summarized for me. It's the Pats showing how smart they are and pushing another envelope until they tear clean through it. I need this not to be true. I really do. If our team is so damn good, just win straight up. Don't keep giving them rope to hang us with. I'm uber frustrated about this. Thanks for calling it the way I unfortunately see it. That said, go Pats. Just stop playing hell with the rules. Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they've ruined this for me. And maybe I'm overreacting, but I feel like they put themselves in a situation where they're going to get grief either way.
Win
the game and people are going to laugh at you for cheating.
And the thing
lose
is,
the game, people are going to laugh at you for losing, even though you cheated to get there.
And especially,
you can't win.
I thought people maybe started to come around with this team, this year's team. You know?
Right.
Especially the way they bounced back from that awful performance in Kansas City, the way Brady seemed to be having fun again. A lot of players on this team kind of likable, under-the-radar players. I think people kind of thought that, hey, you know what? This team really has something special going on. Now there's always going to be this asterisk. Whatever happens, like Paul said, win or lose, you're going to hear about it.
Stripper says that Fran Tarkenton was just on CNN to talk about the deflated balls, brushed off the idea, and went on a rant about performance-enhancing drugs. Okay. So many emails coming in. Let's go to the phones. Malachi in Brockton. Hey, Malachi.
Yes, how are y'all?
Good.
Hey, man, this is kind of getting out of control here. I was watching ESPN First Take this morning, and they were talking about it. They had a full segment on it. And,
oh, they were? Okay.
And
that was on ESPN, though?
Say that again?
That's ESPN, though, right?
Yes, First Take.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, they're the ones that broke the story, right, Mortensen?
Yeah, yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
So,
Actually, it was the Indianapolis Star.
That, you know, sure. I can understand if, you know, you like balls, you know, to your comfort level. But the report is that the balls were 2 pounds underdeflated. That's a lot. So, you know, and then there's another report in, well, Blady was on record saying in 2011 that he likes his balls a little bit, you know, underdeflated or whatever, a little bit, you know. That was, that's what he said in a press conference. But now there's other reports from NBC Sports saying that the Ravens were saying that there was something wrong with their balls, too. And, you know, that. Yeah, I mean, there was something wrong with the balls in that game, too. So, you know, there's just so much going on. I don't know if y'all heard that. That was from NBC Sports. The Ravens were complaining about the balls in that game.
I heard that. I heard it was specifically the kicking balls, the K-balls, that that was reported. But Harbaugh said that the only thing that was affecting the balls in that game was the cold. So,
okay.
Yeah. So
I wasn't sure of that. But you know what? I really think that this is just tainted. The victory that we just had, and you know, the talk is no longer that the, you know, Patriots won. You know, the talk is now that the Patriots cheated to win, and you know, and I don't believe that even if the balls, you know, were not deflated, that, you know, I still would think that we would have won just by the way the
coach
performed that.
But it's a perception thing. So, it still hurts. You know, underinflated balls, if in fact that's true, did not stop the Colts from only scoring 7 points. You know, so that obviously the Patriots would have won regardless, but it's just not good. Even, you know, even for someone like me who's holding out hope that maybe there's some type of explanation, it's still not good because we've got that perception about us. And this, you know.
Yeah. So one more other thing. So yeah. Skip ended up saying for First Take, Skip says, if they find out that Belichick is somehow involved in this, that they believe that he should be suspended for next year's season.
Who said that? Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
All right, guys.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know, tampering with balls doesn't hold that type of penalty.
Well, you never know, Fred.
Yeah,
we don't have any idea.
We don't know what kind of message the commissioner might want to send. You don't know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
It sounds harsh, but we don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get suspended, but I've seen a lot of people that have brought that up as a possibility, and I don't think there's any chance that it's going to be for the Super Bowl. So it would be, as Peter King tweeted out earlier, it would be a suspension for next year. Now, I don't think ever it would be the whole season. You know, we're talking about maybe a game or two, maybe, I don't know, maybe in the first 4 games, if you want to try to be Kennesaw Mountain Goodell and really drop the hammer, but I don't think he's going to get suspended. I think they're going to get fined, and I think they might lose a draft pick.
Jane writes in, Pats fans and the team went through so much to get to the Super Bowl. All this chatter just takes so much out of the celebration. I watched the NFL Network and ESPN programs all morning. No one mentioned testing the Colts footballs. If they did, it might have been speculation. I had to listen to Mike and Mike First Take and His and Hers. No mention of Colts footballs. What do you think about other quarterbacks coming out and saying they have favorite ways they want the ball and it was never reported to the league? Why this? Why now? Why did the Indy Reporter break
Is it legal?
Why did
That's the difference.
Why did the Indy Reporter break the story and not the NFL? This just seems crazy, and certainly if done by the Patriots, why? They didn't need this advantage to win, did they? Aaron Rodgers says he likes his football overinflated as they can be.
So. Right, but the question is, are they inspected and do they pass? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But in this case, there was a problem with the balls. They were inspected. We'll see what happens with it. That's the difference.
Mikey Vandalism from East Haven, Connecticut. Big deal. Take away all of the passing stats in the Colts game, and we still stopped them on D and slaughtered them on the ground. If we did tamper with these balls, who cares? take away our first pick. After we win the Super Bowl, it will be 32nd overall, which is basically a second rounder, and not to mention the Patriots suck finding elite talent at the top of the draft anyway, and we'll also save ourselves from trading out of the first only to draft a fourth-round talent in the first round, so it will all work out. Patriots will win the Super Bowl and hit on their undrafted rookie free agents, and there is nothing the NFL can do to stop us. There you go.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear you guys calling 2, 3, 4 weeks after the Super Bowl is over complaining about the national mockery that you're getting.
Nick says,
because you guys say you don't care.
Nick says, I've been trying to dig up a lot of info, but I can't seem to find anywhere saying the Colts balls were tested.
I have not heard that. Alex from Florida was the first I heard of that.
I'm not saying the caller is wrong, but I still can't find anything about it. So maybe, Alex, if you're listening, maybe you can find something you know, that supports that.
Yeah, I don't know that to be true, and that was the first I had heard of that. I just think this is a tremendous waste of time that we're talking about this, and we have to talk about it. And we're probably going to be doing it for another 10 days.
11 more days, yeah.
I mean, I think it's a tremendous waste of everybody's time.
Glenn says, I don't know, maybe Luck likes his balls overinflated, and with the weather, it put his balls within the 12.5 to 13.5 range, and since Brady likes his on the lower end, they fell out of range. Just grasping at straws here. All kidding aside, if the Patriots are penalized, why weren't the two teams that were caught during the game with the balls in the heater penalized? They got caught red-handed. I blame the NFL for the mishandling of balls and also the refs. I mean, if DeQuell can notice the difference, why didn't the refs?
I don't know.
I keep asking the same thing with the refs. Why can't they see holding and pass interference? Because the refs don't see everything. The refs don't catch everything. They're not good. They're not good at their job, the refs. I'm well on record as stating that. They're a bunch of incompetent boobs.
And you have a lot of support, factual support.
I know. Ironically, it took a lockout for them to go away for me to finally be taken seriously with my inane rants.
Do you guys remember when there was the delay of the game when we were all saying what the heck's going on?
Yeah, when they did it.
But the official came out and said we had a kicking ball. We were trying to get the regular ball.
I think that's what they said on TV. I told you guys because Sims said on TV, oh, it was a kicking ball in the game and they had to take it out.
Okay.
That's what Sims said on air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the official didn't make an announcement?
I don't remember. He might have. He did, I didn't hear it.
It was you who told us that?
I told you that. Yeah.
And that was from Sims
that
over the
air. That
was
from the broadcast, yeah.
Okay. And he was speculating?
Yeah, he didn't know. And then
I believe Kirsch was reporting that.
Yeah, at first they didn't know, and they were like, I don't know what's going on here, and then they said that. I think it was coming out of a break, they might have said it. I'm not sure.
Because they weren't in a break, and we thought, oh, the refs thought they were in a break, and then, you know.
Sorry,
right.
That's what it looked like.
It looked like it was supposed to be a TV break.
Right. It looked like the refs thought they were still in a break.
Right.
And evidently they had the wrong ball or something. But I think what ended up happening was when they were checking the football because the Colts had complained about it.
Megan says, I'm with Eric and Paul. As a fan, this is upsetting. I do believe the majority of quarterbacks do tamper with their footballs, but the Patriots being the ones at the head of this stuff is highly upsetting as a fan. I've supported this team and defended them to others. While I do think it's being overblown, this is ruining the Super Bowl experience for me. There's no talk about the game or matchups. It's just Deflategate. I'll still root for the Patriots, but being a fan around freaking Cowboy fans right now isn't easy. Thanks for trying to give me some therapy. It's appreciated.
Just tell them that the whole league roots for the Cowboys.
Right.
It's the Patriots against everybody else. Yep. But otherwise, I'm wholeheartedly with you on your whole email. It's spoiling the entire process.
Yep. I like the last email where it said that Luck likes his hard, so when they deflate, it's still within range. Brady likes his soft, so when his deflate, it falls out of range. I love it.
We don't know if it's true.
Except for even under that scenario, one is legal and one's not. So it doesn't really do anything for you.
All that matters is how it starts out the game. If it falls out of range, it's not.
But she didn't. But the emailer didn't say that Lux were out of range when it started the game.
No, he didn't. He said his. Let's say Lux were 13.5, and when they deflated, they went to 12.5, still in range. Brady starts at 12.5, so when they deflate, they go out of range.
Yeah, but they were more than 2 pounds out of range.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever. It's still close enough.
Okay.
I like that.
Again, you can talk yourself into anything if you want to believe. You know, it's George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it. If you don't believe you're cheating and doing anything wrong, I can't do anything
Andy's
to prevent
back.
You.
Everything all right? You ran out of here like EEI wanted you.
No, that'll be tomorrow.
Oh.
I had to do our interview. And our crack PR guy goes, oh, crap, I forgot about your interview. Do you still want to do that? And I was like, yeah, we need it for the show. So I ran out. Moose came in, and we talked to Chris Jones.
Oh, good.
It was a pretty good interview, actually.
How was his broken arm?
We didn't talk about that.
No.
Surprising. I actually said, just so you know, there won't be any questions about, like, ball controversies. And he goes, or injuries, right? And I go, oh, yeah, none of those either.
Speaking of which, how you doing?
He's really jacked up.
He's a great guy.
He's really excited to go to the Super Bowl, and he's looking forward to it. And he's like, luckily I didn't, you know, I tell people how hard it is to get tickets, so luckily I didn't really have to deal with a lot of that. They already know, don't ask me, basically, for tickets.
I'm happy for him. He's one of my favorites in there.
I like him a lot. Under
the radar, one of my favorites.
Just a little snippet, a sneak preview of the interview. I thought it was a pretty good interview, actually. I turned down Nate Ebner. I thought Chris Jones was a little more relevant. Talking about the Seahawks and running the football, and they're in the infancy stages, but I brought up Marshawn Lynch, and he said, well, you know, Russell Wilson, too, is a big part, and I asked him about a defensive tackle. You know, I'm just trying to add a little football talk here to this show.
Yes, please.
As a defensive tackle, we always talk about linebackers and outside guys dealing with quarterbacks that can move, blah, blah. And he said, really, for us, it's just about hustle plays. I mean, your motor has to be going. You know you might have to chase Russell. You can't give up. You can't. It's for the defensive tackles, the interior guys, it's not a lot of scheme or anything in those situations. It's hustle. It's motor and trying to get to whoever.
You can't overplay it. You can't overplay
it. No, but for their purposes, they can't really because a lot of time the read is the outside guy, so they're kind of just being blocked in a normal situation, and then when the play starts to develop wide, you've got to get your ass out there.
That's what scares me so much about Lynch is he can go inside, outside. He don't care.
His balls are deflated because they grabbed
him. No. Honey Badger don't care.
But getting back to the topic of the day, I actually use the example with Eric today. You know, as we talk about these balls and when they're this and then they the whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's like boxers when they weigh in and they all make weight and then they know that they all fight like 15 pounds heavier because they took diuretics and everything and no water.
Right.
So they're not even fighting in the weight class technically that they fought in, but they're both adding. It's kind of a weird situation.
I hate it.
In talking to Moose, and you know, obviously he works for Comcast, and Tom Curran works for Comcast. I guess Tom Curran went at the situation pretty hard, and said if it's kind of proven true, it might be time for Bill to go.
Well, I linked in the Blitz today to a story that he wrote. Someone's got to take the fall if this goes bad. And I did hear him
talking. His headline was like the refs, or he had something about the refs in his.
I think it's
one of
depending on who's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Someone's got to take the fall for the whole thing.
But it falls on Bill's shoulders, even if he doesn't know about it.
Yeah, one of the things that he talked about, Tom, because when you click on that site, there's always video playing, so you end up hearing it as I was linking to the story.
Annoying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And he had mentioned, you know, and Matt No Socks said this to us, Freddie, earlier. You know, this is a guy who can be in his office, and someone's on the 300 level dropping an apple core into a barrel, and he knows about it. So the whole notion that if Bill knew about it, if the Patriots have done something wrong here, because it is leaked stories, so if they've done something wrong, I find it impossible to believe that Bill Belichick was not aware of it.
I don't. Not.
Yeah, I can't be. I can't even hear an argument.
I could
for
see
it.
This being between the quarterback and an equipment guy. No?
I
the
find
specifics
it hard to believe.
Of it, yes, but I think Bill knows it goes on. The last time he kind of addressed it
may have been 2001 or a long time ago, but he knows it exists, that Brady is going to do whatever.
I think he knows it exists throughout the league with every quarterback, then this goes on. But he may not know what Brady asks our equipment guy to do.
I find it hard to believe.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He wants to know everything, and he knows everything that goes
on. There's no one
team.
That will ever be able to convince me that he didn't know.
Okay.
No one will ever. I mean, he's all-knowing. He's like lords over the entire organization. There's no decision that gets made without his consent.
But we all know this. Like, all these players have different requests that they make of the equipment guy. Like, I want this thing. I want these gloves. I need my shoulder pads this way. Belichick doesn't know all that stuff.
But I don't think that's as
not the same thing.
Distinct a playing issue.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would know about it. I think he would know about it for his own purposes almost. Oh, Brady likes this. So when Castle has to play, how are we adjusting? Do we need to adjust?
Right.
Does Castle want it differently? How would it affect the other quarterback on the other team? I just think he's always collecting knowledge for the base of knowledge.
Yeah. Chris with a T-I-A-N is on the line. Hey, Christian.
Sick to my stomach. What can I say?
Yeah. You shouldn't have eaten that last night.
No, I know. It was awful. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I got to open the window. Let's come off this. You know, you guys said it. It's unfortunate. It just takes away from everything. You know, I'm concerned. What does Kraft think about this? Again, he's being made a jerk of. He got embarrassed with Spygate, and now he's getting embarrassed with this. What does he think? Guys get to be successful, don't get embarrassed too much. And they certainly don't get embarrassed consistently. And this is the second time now this has happened. And he was caught off guard.
Right.
I can't imagine what's going through his head. Yeah. That worries me.
Yeah.
That worries me big time. It does.
Worries you how, though? What do you mean by that?
What does Kraft do?
Like reactionary type thing? Like, you know, what
I don't think he's a reactionary type of guy.
I don't either. Measure nine times, cut once.
Yeah.
He says that a lot.
Yeah, and I don't think...
Nine times, he says?
Oh, I thought it was, right? Isn't nine the number?
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does he take a look at this and say, okay, this happened once, okay, again? It happened again? And the fact that this was even caught back in November with the Colts... It's almost like, again, that whole memo that came out, you know, before the Spygate, and then they did it. So not only did you do it to me again, but again, it was, you know, this lingering thing out there, and you still went and did it.
Well, I'm still a little confused with the November thing. I know the reports are that Mike Adams intercepted it, kind of the same scenario. It felt soft, whatever. But did that ever go outside of the Colts organization? The way I had heard
according to Bob Kravitz, no.
Right.
Okay.
So
right.
Robert Kraft doesn't know or didn't know until now that Bob Kravitz has reported whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That never wasn't really on the radar of this story. But I do agree with the larger point, and I think the same point holds true for the league and for Goodell. You did it to me once, and we went down this road. And Tom Curran even brought up in that story, you know, the apologies at the owners' meetings and the fact that I guess they signed something.
The league did that. Yeah, they started a new thing every year. Every team has to sign a thing that they will hold up.
It's the Scalavino doctrine. Yeah. That's what they call it.
But I'd also like to know what's the line on that doctrine?
I heard you.
Like if you come out and have Brandon Browner play in a ridiculously physical style of football in which he gets 10 flags on the first 10 plays of the game, have you embarrassed the league? Like, where's that line? What's the line of...
No, of course not.
...gamesmanship / cheating / doing... I think it's all gray. I think it's
all
a gray area.
I think it's all gray.
Trying to win and playing to the best of your abilities as opposed to doing stuff off the field to give yourself an advantage on it, you don't think that's the different?
Wait, what?
I mean, penalties get committed.
Okay.
It's part of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like... Doing things that are against the rules off the field is not part of the game.
Well, I don't think this is off the field. This is on the field ethics. I mean, it's part of the game.
I'm putting in all those ethics. Routine. See, I don't think holding is an ethics violation.
In other words, not in the heat of the game.
Like if Brandon Browner gets three pass interferences in the first five plays, that's not an ethics violation.
See, but I think it, like J.J. Watt, Nate Solder says we're just going to hold J.J. Watt on every play, they can't call it, or literally tackles him on every play.
Yeah, but that's a physical thing that you're trying to play.
No, but when they were roughing up Marcus Pollard, you know, everybody got their arms in a bunch.
Yeah,
and
if he's grabbing you by the face mask every play, trying to hurt him, then that's an ethics violation. That's different.
That's different.
If he's trying to hurt him to get him out of the game, as opposed to I got to do everything I can to keep this guy away from Brady. And they're going to call some of the penalties.
I think there's a gray area of what embarrasses the league and what doesn't. And I mean, we know the obvious ones. Like if you punch your wife in an elevator, you embarrass the league. If you do certain things.
No. But now we know that. We didn't know that until they got the committee together.
I just, the whole thing to me, there's a lot of layers. And it's Brady. So I think you start with, he's the closest to the situation, to the ground to me. Then you go up to Belichick. Then you go to Kraft. Then you go to Goodell. And there's a lot of layers there of relationships, trust, bridges have been burned, or you screwed me in the past, as Christian's bringing up. I think it's really complex.
Yeah, that's just that whole thing with the whole thing in the past. You did it to me again. I can picture the conversation. You did it to me again, Bill. What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. You know, and if Bill turns around and says, I didn't know what either. You know, Tom's the one that charges the balls, and I always go back to that conversation. I remember that Brady had on Sports Talk Radio years ago with him and Manning were at the forefront of this, getting in charge of sort of, you know, yes, doctoring the balls before the game. And they were real pushed. They pushed really hard for that to get them the way that they wanted it, you know? And yeah, I keep thinking of that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I'm at the gym Monday. I got the day off. I'm enjoying myself. I go upstairs. There's 12 TVs, half of them CNN, 7 News, ESPN, NFL Network, all talking about this. You couldn't even talk about the game. I just even wanted to see what they were going to say about the Green Bay Seattle game.
Right.
You couldn't even see the next of the Xfinity. So it's just so frustrating. Yep. So frustrating. And I hope they wrap it up this week, because if thought it's going to linger, you know, it is. It's going to ruin the experience. And I don't want it to ruin the experience. I want rape and pillage. Yeah. I want we're going to come and destroy Seattle, and then we're going to do your mother after. I want that's what I want.
Yeah. Let me ask you a serious question, Christian. And I agree with you.
I'm taking a lot of time, so you better be quick. Hurry up.
I don't like the idea that Peter King says they might defer it till after the Super Bowl, because I think you're right. I think it only gets rekindled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's going to just be nauseating and disgusting and ruin the week. But if it's a harsh penalty, do you want it to be wrapped up this week?
I want it over and done with. Whatever happens, I want it wrapped up.
So Bob Kravitz's thing, they suspend Bill Belichick for the Super Bowl. Do you want that done and wrapped up now, or would you rather they defer it and suspend him for the first 4 games next year?
I don't want that, no. But listen, if they're guilty of what they did, then it has to be done.
If that's what they're going to do, I want it to happen, because then the Patriots are going to win anyway and screw everybody.
I agree. My guy Josh will take over. He will lead the team to victory, baby.
All right. Thanks, Christian.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Barry Insiong, our friend.
Barry.
Writes in, ESPN had a phone interview with their officiating advisor, Jerry Austin, who said that the Colts balls were tested and all 12 were fine. The discussion about that particular topic was that brief, which was very strange. It is possible that Jerry didn't understand the question or was misled, because why would he be the only one mentioning this? Anyway, I'm going to try my
best. Was he involved in the thing?
Jerry Austin? No.
Yeah.
He's a retired guy. He's just
I know. So was he part of the league? Was he involved in it anyway?
I don't know.
I don't really see it being all that confusing. He said that the Colts balls were tested, and they all tested fine. I don't see any room for ambiguity there.
How come no one else is reporting
that's
that?
Why I asked if he was part of it. You know, understand what I'm saying? Like, if he was part of it, that would be a reason why he's the only one that's saying it.
No, but how come no one else has
picked up on that?
Because I think that's been a big question, a big part of the story. Did you test the Colts ball, too, to have a baseline?
And I don't know if Kevin's been on Pro Football Talk or anything, but Florio's been following this. And let us know if any new stuff has come on, you know. Feel free to be part of the show. Anyway, I'm going to try my best as Barry to enjoy the countdown no matter how long this story lingers. Anyone going to Arizona should join the Patriots Tailgate Facebook group for info about all the events going on and where you can hang out with fellow Patriots fans. See you guys in Phoenix next week. All right. Jay Avina says there's alleged footage of someone transferring balls to an inconspicuous part of the field after given approval by a ref. This someone was in a law enforcement uniform. I have not seen this, but it's getting ridiculous.
Really is getting ridiculous. A law enforcement
someone
person?
Someone transferring balls, plural, to an inconspicuous part of the field after given approval by a ref. This someone was in a law enforcement uniform.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know
what they're trying to say. That's when the Patriots doctored the balls.
That's when the Patriots did something. Confiscated, tested, baby.
Are we trying to say the league has it out for the Patriots now? Is that what we're really trying to get to?
Well, that's true.
Okay. Now the league has it out for us.
What did they play the second half with?
I wasn't aware that
Colts,
they took
like the Colts 12.
That they took the entire shipment of balls out of the game?
Well, they tested them at halftime.
Right, and then what did they do? Did they inflate them to the proper?
Maybe.
I don't know what they did.
That's what I'm asking.
I have no idea.
The Patriots had to play a full 30 minutes after halftime, and they had to play with a football. We know that to be fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the reports are they tested them at halftime.
Right. Did they do anything else after that?
Did they leave them as is?
As
did
is,
they
right,
add
did they,
2 pounds
right.
to each ball?
Yeah, what happened to
did
them?
Did they put new balls in?
Did they use the Colts footballs only?
Right. That's
I don't have the answer.
You know, and we
and
saw
really...
the kid run down, new ball, old ball out.
Right.
But they were going to play the down. They had, you know, they were within a hair of
they were about
the
to
down
start. Right.
With whatever that ball was. I still don't know if
and,
that was the kicking ball
was that
ball
part
or
of
not.
The report that they definitively they tested them at halftime?
Yeah, that's what's been reported.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Who knows if it's true, but that's what's been reported.
I don't care what they did, but I just don't understand the willingness to just blow it all off.
Alexandra says, I was watching First Take this morning. That's when they mentioned that the Colts balls weren't deflated. They didn't cite a source for that info.
Oh.
So
that hasn't been reported anywhere else then.
So that's two places now.
That was
Jerry Austin said it and First Take said it?
I guess so, yeah, but where did...
Jerry Austin's not on First Take.
Yeah, where did Jerry Austin say it? I didn't.
I think he said ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was a
Jerry
phone,
Austin
was a
is on ESPN.
Call. It was a phone call, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that would have been part of First Take.
Well, maybe they were responding to it.
That could be, but those two buffoons are different than Jerry Austin,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, so if those two buffoons are the ones reporting it, I don't... Yeah. Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless... You know,
right,
I'm not going to waste even a second talking about that.
And if that's the case, that might be why no one else is reporting it. Because
right,
you know.
Exactly.
Fred, the top headline on Pro Football Talk is report: colon Colts told NFL of inflation concerns after November game with Patriots. So that may have left the organization back in November.
Okay.
In terms of the Mike Adams and the first pick and all that.
Brandon in Maine writes in, nice to have you guys to listen to today, thinking out loud like the rest of us. Interesting that NFL.com just put up a short story, a quote from Mike Zimmer, saying that the balls really didn't matter, thought the formations versus the Ravens were more worth addressing. So it's all everything. You know,
Mike Zimmer?
The Vikings coach?
Who cares? Well, all due respect. You're an NFL coach. Great.
And
who cares what you think?
And NFL.com chose to break their coverage embargo
with
a quote from Mike Zimmer?
Who, by the way, was also involved in having to get chastised by the league for doctoring footballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is, top of their list. Viking Zimmer, the balls didn't affect the AFC title game outcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Because we were all under the impression that the reason why the Patriots won was because the balls weren't filled up right.
I'm being dead serious.
Unbelievable. This is getting,
I'm
being really
one
getting
person,
ridiculous.
Not
Am
even
I wrong?
Not even
I've
one
never
person
heard a
in,
single person.
Not one person even in Indianapolis is making
right.
the
but
claim
that's
that that's why
story
they lost.
To, like you said, break that embargo.
Now, does that make you alter your perception of the
yeah,
potential
the start,
punishment?
The first story that comes out is a positive one in terms of this isn't a big deal.
So you're sticking with $25,000?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, when you were gone, I asked Fred why he is – so fixated on it. I don't see I get the departure from the norm. Seems like they normally cover stuff, and this one they appear to have gone silent on. I don't see why that's pro-Patriot. I don't see why that's good news for the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't really
I have no idea what it means. I'm not telling you it's bad news. I have no idea why they decided to go silent on this particular story.
I think it's pro, it's not going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I don't understand why you make that leap.
And
that's
by
all.
The way, you don't decide it's a big deal. CNN and them, they already reported it.
No,
they already made it a big deal.
I know when you say you mean the NFL.
Right, the big you.
Yeah.
And so whether you cover it or not, it's a big deal. Like Drudge Report is pumping out links every day. You know, last night we had the State of the Union and the economy, and Drudge Report is pumping out links about this controversy. So it's already been decided by those who get to decide it that it's a big story. Whether you agree with that or not is irrelevant.
Well, I'm turns a big deal in terms of penalty, you know.
Could be.
Yeah, no matter what happens, I think we all agree that no matter what happens, the Patriots get a black eye from this. In that anybody that hated the Patriots have all that more reason to hate them.
Yeah.
No matter even if the league came out and said, you know what, this was
fine.
A screw up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And even
the
if the Patriots
done.
And even if the Patriots go out and beat Seattle. Yes, that's what everybody wants. That's what that's what Patriots fans want. But those people will still be able to say, and they will. Believe me, you will hear
They'll say, you cheated.
You will hear it. Mm-hmm. They will say, what did you do that day?
Right.
What did you do that day that we don't know about?
And that's why I think you the NFL has a black eye. Because a black eye on the most dominant team of a 15-year period is a black eye in the league.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't separate the two and say the league is clean, but the Patriots had a black eye.
Which might
no,
be a
Patriots
good reason,
were
Andy.
The league.
Which might be a good reason why NFL.com is going silent.
I want these bad things up there about the Patriots. That's our flagship franchise for the last 15 years.
But again,
that makes us all look bad.
Just because they don't report it doesn't mean people aren't thinking.
Oh, and so it's foolishly short-sighted.
Right.
No question.
Might as well collect some hits out of it.
right.
McCabe from Virginia is on the line. Hey, McCabe.
Hey, guys.
So,
first of all, I'm going to say I'm not sure if you guys follow Ben Dolan on Twitter, but
nope.
I do, but not during the show.
I do.
Yep.
I do as well.
Last night he posted a couple things where one of them was he was saying Goodyear expert, and I quote, Goodyear expert explained that the air pressure in a tire typically goes down 1 to 2 pounds for every 10 degrees of temperature change. And I mentioned that because if the balls were inflated inside in a warm area somewhere, like if it was 70 or 80 degrees and it was like 40 or 50 during the game, it could have gone down then.
Yeah. The problem
now
with that
McCabe,
is...
Right, McCabe, you're right, and a lot of teachers and scientists have said the same thing, but what happened to the Colts' balls? Why didn't their balls, if it's true that they were tested, why didn't their balls deflate the same way?
And more importantly, or equally as importantly, they don't play with tires. Because if you use that logic, if it's 75 degrees in here and they inflate them and they lose 1 to 2 per 10 degrees, for that Tennessee Titans game, the balls actually would have imploded. Right? I mean, if you subtract that every time, so it doesn't necessarily hold true for a...
Right.
What are tires? 35 pounds per square inch
and
or something
besides
like
the
that.
Fact that it was, I mean, people keep talking about the dramatic change. It was 51 degrees at kickoff.
So at most, it was a 20-degree difference, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But again, they're not tires. Goodyear, I appreciate you. Yeah. You're an expert on tires.
There's 2,000 pounds on tires.
Right. It's it's just it's apples and oranges, as they say.
As opposed to 12.
Right.
But as the, I can't remember his name, from earlier in the show, he said, like, how science teacher and they went outside, blew him up. And
from Nova Scotia. Yep. He's Canadian. Take it with a grain of salt.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Why are you,
Yeah, we did hear that.
Here.
We did hear that, though, McCabe.
Your bigotry.
He conducted some experiments with the balls, and he did notice that there was, an element of deflation that goes on. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that the ball will be deflated. Yeah. I just, again.
But the Colts didn't.
And that's not what I'm basing my, everybody is just, again, tying themselves in knots trying to find out why we didn't do anything wrong.
And again, I haven't seen this report about the Colts balls being
right
fine either. So until we get those facts confirmed, we still have to wait and see.
All right, McCabe, thanks for calling in.
There's one more thing I want to say.
Okay.
Go Pats.
Patriots fans are saying that, Seattle, the steroids and all crap, and other teams maybe cheat. And we shouldn't really be saying anything to the Spygate thing. And I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl, dopers versus cheaters.
Oops, sorry, was I not supposed to laugh at that? Because I think Seattle is the dirtiest of all the dirty teams in the league.
I mean, people are setting it up as the hater
thanks,
bowl.
Thanks,
everybody hating the teams and rooting against them and all that.
Yeah, I mean, they have more than they had more PED suspensions than we have, but we've had a share. And some of them are no longer with the team, but some of them still are. Browner, Bolden.
I don't think there's too many teams in the NFL that should be throwing stones from their glass house.
No, but I'm just talking about guys specifically who were suspended.
No, I know.
The Patriots have had.
I've heard so many Patriots fans say, Ravens, that's a terrible franchise, or this is a. Everybody has their
But people have been talking about Seattle has all those PED users. I heard Toucher and Rich this morning just lambasting Bob Kravitz. Well, do you think that Pete Carroll should be fired because he cheated? He has all those PED users? Yeah, well, but Belichick has those too.
And that's where I think is a comparison, because it's an on-field advantage, much like the ball could be an on-field advantage, and I also think the league wants them. They want the guys that are big, strong, and fast, and they want quarterbacks who can throw the spirals where they want the spiral to go,
and when
so they can have offense,
and
because
Andy,
offense is good.
And Andy, when you get really bad about it and really bold and brazen, what happens?
They slap you on the
games.
Wrist. Right.
Well, nothing has happened to the Patriots.
Right.
I know they think they were really harshly dealt with, but one guy got suspended for a whole year for doing something brazen and bold and lying about it, and another guy got fined, and they lost a first-round draft pick. I don't think those two things are even close to the same, and I understand why fans around the league think that the Patriots were dealt with favorably.
But now you cross into player safety. and player safety has been a hot button topic.
At a time when there was litigation.
I understand. Right. I understand all of that.
Corey in Chicago says, I'm not concerned about Kraft's reaction to this matter. He will look at this situation like the rational people we are and say the only reason this is a story is because it's the Patriots. He knows it's not a big deal and will take the league's punishment and carry on like normal.
Okay, now let's. I want to attack that from another angle because I actually agree with that. I don't think Robert Kraft is the kind of guy that makes rash, impulsive, emotional decisions. So I actually agree with the overall premise here. But just using the words that he just used, Freddie, he said he will take this for what it is, only a big deal because it's the Patriots. Right?
Well, that. Right.
Why is it a big deal because it's the Patriots?
Right.
Because you've already gotten caught cheating. I don't think Robert Kraft likes the fact that the only reason why they're picking on us is because we cheat.
That's true. That's a good point.
I don't think that he looks at that as, you know, just cavalierly as you just explained.
Right.
I think that's going to bother Robert Kraft, and I think it should.
Jeff in Calgary, not trying to call Alex in Florida a liar, but I can't find anything saying the Colts balls were all fine. So until that is confirmed, I think we need to assume the simplest explanation is the correct one, which is that the temperature caused the balls to lose some pressure. I'm prepared to change that assumption if new evidence comes to light. As of now, there is no official evidence or allegations at all, just a leak. I also could not agree with Paul more. This is the last thing I'd like to be having to talk about during Super Bowl week, which is supposed to be the greatest 2 weeks to be a fan of a team.
I would also like to know, beyond the Colts balls, is this the first time balls were ever tested at halftime? Like there was ever a concern and they...
Well, that's what I'm talking about with the other guy, you know, the other guys that doctored the balls. I don't know if I know they all doctored the ball. I don't know that they all did so illegally. Like, this is the first time I can ever recall, and maybe I'm wrong, that they did that, to answer your question. Do you remember?
No, but I don't know if I would have known.
If the league in conducted
Couldn't
an investigation?
Couldn't this have just happened where they just tested them and said
no
they
one,
were fine?
No one talks about – oh, but no one talks about it, though?
What?
That the league was investigating the footballs?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think a lot of stuff happens
that we don't really
anything
know.
Anything is possible.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wonder how many times they've tested balls during the game.
Yeah. Neil in Ireland says, first-time emailer, long-time listener. First of all, I'm here walking around telling to anyone who listen that the Patriots are in major trouble for tampering with their balls. As NFL is still fairly niche here in Cork Island, I'm getting lots of strange looks. Someone went so far as to say that the Patriots is always fixing himself in public, and it's about time HR had a word with him. Secondly, as controversies go, I think this is pretty lame. I wish ESPN and others would invest as much energy exposing PEDs and concussions in the NFL. Also, maybe I'm wrong, but wouldn't the Patriots have played at least half the downs with the Colts' balls? There was a loophole that was open, and the league needs to close it. Fingers crossed for the Super Bowl, Neerland, Ireland. So
they wouldn't use the Colts' balls.
Right.
Not unless all the Patriots' balls were taken out and they didn't have any other footballs to use, and they had to use the only legal ones on the field.
Well, that's what I was wondering in the second half.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened. We talked about that.
There are a dozen backup balls, too,
right,
that the home team provides. So
and so when you see that timeout happen on a quick change, all of a sudden you know why.
Wait,
what?
Paul, just a quick update. I know you'll be traveling to the competitor, but your boy Drew Bledsoe will be on at 3:30 on WEEI.
Nice.
Now, he
like
probably...
Always said,
well,
I like the balls hard.
If I were him, I'd want nothing to do with this. I mean, I don't know if this was pre-scheduled for, like, wine talk and they
all
changed that law.
All quarterbacks are going to tell you how much they doctored the football. It seems to be like every quarterback.
Why
I've
would
seen.
You? If I'm him, I'm just going to take care of my wine and stay out of this little situation, right?
Well, but you know, I think wisely, he backs. First of all, he's good friends with Brady. We know that.
Oh yeah.
But he wisely backs the Patriots to continue the wine sale here.
Right.
You know, you come out and say something. Well, listen, I never did anything like that. This is ridiculous.
No wonder he beat me out. He was cheating.
You don't think that's going to affect us?
Can you imagine that?
Right.
You don't
he
think that's going to affect us?
Stole my job and he cheated.
And I can still beat him in a race.
John's in North Carolina. He's next up on the Ace Ticket Hotline. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I'm not bending over backwards to come up with excuses, but some facts need to be explained to me. Now, Andy alluded to it earlier, and I've read it in at least six articles where it says, this goes back to the November's game. The Colts had suspicions from the November game.
Yes.
Now, November game, was it in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Yes.
The home team has the balls.
No.
Noel, each team gets 12.
Each team brings their own.
Right.
No, but the custody of those balls after they're tested is with the home team.
No.
No.
No. It's not. It's with the officials.
That's what I read.
No, you read wrong.
Inaccurate.
All right. Sorry. Now, explain this to me. The Colts played the Broncos. Their Broncos, Peyton Manning fumbled the ball. And when he fumbled the ball sat there straight up, and it didn't roll either way. It sat there vertically after he fumbled it. The AP put out all those pictures, and you see the ball standing straight up until
Of a still shot photo. Really?
No. In the video, you see the same thing.
I watched the game.
It was spinning.
It was spinning. But that's not the same as standing straight up like it's on a tee.
Right, it was spinning.
My goodness.
All right, John. John hung up.
Yeah.
Wow, you infuriated him.
Not as much as he infuriated me.
Dan and Harriet's on the line. Hey, Dan.
Guys, I got to tell you, with the exception of you guys and all the PFW fans, I hate everything and everybody.
That was great.
You know, what bothers me about this is, look, I'm 60-40 on they probably did this. But what bothers me is the people that just go to extremes. I don't know if this guy was a Colts guy because he wasn't worth my time to remember his name. But he's saying, you know, like, oh, the Patriots should vacate their spot in the Super Bowl and we should be in it. Really? Like, is that going to make you feel better?
I think that those guys are just as bad. These guys that think
that
Belichick
guy.
Should be fired, they shouldn't be allowed to go to the Super Bowl, Michael Wilbon. I think those are every bit as bad.
Wilbon's independent, but I assume he pulled a Paul and Andy and had to take a certain argument on a certain day on PTI maybe went all in.
Really? But to that extreme?
Maybe he goes to the Andy Hart School of Fighting. You fight to win.
That's just stupid.
Do you want to be remembered as the team in history, the only one that backs their way into the Super Bowl on a technicality? Which, by the way, you'll proceed to get spanked by the Seahawks. Russell Wilson could throw six picks. And
right. I mean, the Colts don't want to play.
And the Colts are not going to play.
The only thing I have
slight sympathy for in this case is the Colts themselves are not – this is not what they wanted. They didn't want people thinking they're whining – that's why they lost. They're all saying the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They would have gotten beaten. They got the bag beat out of them for 60 minutes and had nothing to do with the football.
Now, do you think there's any chance
specifically?
Right. Now, I know that, Dan. I know.
Yeah. Do you think there's any chance this would not have come out had somebody not told Bob Kravitz? Because a Colts-related person told Bob Kravitz.
To your other point about
has it happened before.
Possibly. And that's possible. That's possible. Someone may have leaked it to Bob Kravitz. Mm-hmm. So the Patriots would look bad.
Right, but that person is probably related to the Indianapolis Colts.
Correct.
Okay.
But I don't think it's necessarily we're trying to get to the Super Bowl.
No.
But it's a good question to ask. Had it not been leaked to Bob Kravitz,
would
it was
we know
internal
about
to
it?
The league, would this have ever gotten out?
Would there have been a $25,000 fine that no one ever knew about?
And now, Fred, it gets to your point. Maybe that's what happens to all the other cases.
Right.
And
that's
why you don't hear about it, and that's why it's not a big deal.
Right.
But that might be where you have a point.
But before you guys let me go, I just want to say what bothers me the most about those kind of comments is that it forces me onto the side of an argument that I'm not sure I really want to be on. Because, you know, all these guys, the Pats fans, they're calling in saying, like, oh, why is this a distraction? Like, why can't we focus on the game? Well, if we didn't want that to be a distraction, then maybe we shouldn't have done the deed, allegedly, or at least not get caught. And, Paul, you're right. You know, the mockery is going to happen regardless of what happens, you know, in the game. So I just said, look, there's nothing to be gained by running away from this or saying that it's unfair. It's going to happen. So just own it. I say, you know what? Fine. We're the Raiders of the 70s and 80s. You know, Patriot rule number one, cheating is encouraged. Rule number two, see rule one. You can rewrite history however you want and remember it. Say, this guy should have won in this situation. And I'll watch the highlights and I'll just remember, you know, what actually happened on the field. All right. So everybody just go screw.
Thanks, Dan.
Screw you.
All right.
Going home. Quick update off the Twitter.
Yeah.
Apparently, Monday morning quarterback MMQ. Where the hell did it go?
I don't know.
MMQB did what we wanted and did an impromptu test, as they said, of balls. And they have decided through their group or whatever that the difference between 12.5 and 10.5 PSI is imperceptible to untrained hands.
Well, there you go. So this isn't big.
I didn't come to necessarily that confused that result where he goes, well, there you go.
No, but I can understand.
If that's true, it sort of takes the refs off the hook.
I was just going to say.
But they're trained hands.
Even before this, I could see where the refs, in the heat of placing a ball, wiping it off for rain, all that stuff, didn't notice the difference.
Right.
I could see that.
And my only question for this whole thing, they started, did they actually measure the balls? Okay, you don't know by your hand. So did you actually gauge the balls? Now I'm letting the referees off the hook if you can't tell the difference of two pounds
but then
during the course of a game. As the guys are throwing the ball around, you're not going to know that.
But then the next question to me is a linebacker, a middle linebacker, a trained set of hands?
Well, this gets back to the first one.
He catches one ball and
apparently he was because
that felt soft.
But that's why I
don't consider him trained. He doesn't do billion balls.
Like Vince
Wilfork
said, it tackles.
Right.
I don't either.
I think, could feel it, or somebody that's caught hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds
of balls.
But
this would go back to the November game.
Yeah, but Mike Adams, too. Is he a trained guy?
But maybe it was just really soft that
night. Maybe it's the equipment guys that are more so leading the
Wilson
charge.
Wilson just issued a statement.
Could be.
Who?
Having a recall of defective football. So
the Duke?
Yeah, specifically the Duke.
The Duke was leaking.
Yeah. I guess Goodell's signature makes things deflate. I don't know. All right, that's it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will be back tomorrow, hopefully talking about football and not footballs. See you then.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.